Blog Talk Radio.
Yesterday, once again, for those who don't know, it's the sounds of the youngest DJ in charge, Ron G. I want to say what's up to Mary, and it's that Uptown Classic. Give it to him. Take him uptown to the full of jam. Take him uptown to the full of jam. Take him uptown.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, Searching for Real Love. That was the joint right there, man. You know, you're now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Unsigned Artist Radio. You got the mayor in the building, man. It's a Monday night, man. November 25th, Thanksgiving week, man. We're about to get live tonight, man. Yeah, that joint right there, man, kind of took me back to a feel like in the parks or whatever, man. You know what I mean? The little block jams or whatever. That's when, you know, that's when the music was really, really popping, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Ron G, man. That's off one of them mixtape joints, man. You know what I mean? I had the whole collection. Got them from the tape lady on 125th and all that. I'm the mayor, yo. If you don't know by now, now you know. I'm the mayor in the building, man. Shout out to Big Rich behind the boards, man. Mr. Levina holding it down, man. And shout out to you. You know what I mean? The listener, man, because we got you covered here, man. Unsigned Artist Radio, man. We play them joints, man. But I just want to know, basically, man, now we getting into a thing, man. Who you be? You know what I mean? Call me up, man. Let's holler, man. Let's talk about it. Let's go back and reminisce about some joints that made you rock in the clubs, in the park, or whatever. Even on Saturday morning when you was doing your little house cleaning thing, you know what I mean? What was them joints right there that got you motivated to make it happen? You know, we gonna play the joints that you like, some joints that you ain't heard before, you know what I mean? Some joints you need to get familiar with. We got you covered, man. GQ Powers, Unsigned Artist Radio, man. We got to slide into the thing, because you know the mayor don't like to do too much talking on a Monday night. So we got you with G-Ball, and his joint is called Making Moves. So we right here, Unsigned Artist Radio. Let's get it popping, my dude.
I'm all about the paper, so I forget the haters. I'm looking past you, y'all in the traffic lane, I'm on the cash route. And I ain't stopping till the hood see me riding through in a two-seater all black with a missing roof. Yeah, new strategy, let's get it popping. Motivated, calculating out a higher profit. Money, you gotta double up, roll it dice. Can't be scared to take a chance, homie, live your life. Cause I believe after hell comes paradise. When it comes to catching the money, I'm like Jerry Rice. We only live once, you can't live twice. This not a video game, it's reality, right? You dig? That's why I get it, y'all, another day. I'm on the grind, baby, I got moves to make. I get my hands to the sky, get money till I die. Throwing up two fingers every time I ride by. Cause I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves. I'm making moves. I said out with the old, in with the new. No more waste of time, I got work to do. That's right, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, hear me. I'm making moves, similar to a chess game. I know the rules, my victory's in direct aim. So come along as I start my book, but stay alert, cause this bishop about to knock you rook. You get it? I don't even walk the same, I got a business type swagger. That swag you can have her. I'm focused on my cheddar, everything else it don't matter. I'm just getting started, welcome to another chapter. Turn the page, what I used to do it had to go. I'm in my 20s but I feel like I'm 34. Young scholar, get dollars, don't quit, elevate, second gate, get rich, my motto, I follow, reassure the bank account nice before I pop another bottle, today is in the past, look forward to tomorrow, determined for the riches like I'm trying to win the lotto. I get my hands to the sky, get money till I die, throwing up two fingers every time I ride by, cause I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I said out with the old, in with the new, no more waste of I got work to do, that's right. I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves. City to city, state to state, like a coach pilot. Trying to earn my wings, I need air mileage. More action, less talk, so I'm G, baby. And I'm the master of ceremony, G-Ball. Co-fam, all day. Make your moves, man. One life to live, right? Shout town, baby. New year. Do it right. Holla.
Yeah. Yes, sir. We back in the building, man. GQ Palace, Unsigned Artist Radio. It's a Monday night. You got the mayor holding it down. Hey, yo, man. They said the lines is blowing up, man, but I can't call it because I ain't talking to nobody right now. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics, man. But it's one more step you got to take, man. Press one, and you'll get on the air. It's that simple, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't understand, man. You know, technology has made it real, real easy and real simple for you to get on the air if you want to get on the air. You know what I mean? If you want to listen, then do that. Shout out. We see you, too. Respect to the listeners and all that. But it's usually like for people that have a lot to say, you know what I mean, that want to get on the line and holler. So now's your opportunity to get on the line and holler. You know what I mean? So we was talking about right now, that's the topic for tonight, is what's that joint that made you get up and rock, man, when you was in the parties, man? You know what I mean? Going to the joint, man, you get your little drink, whatever. You know what I mean? Little, you know, whatever gets you right. You know what I mean? You got your arms all folded. You mean mugging everybody in the spot. But what's that joint when the DJ throw that joint on that make you just forget about all your little problems, whatever, and get out there on the floor and make it happen for yourself? So holler at the mayor, man, 646-200-3838. Press 1. It's like romper room in this piece. Press 1 to get on the air. I'm going to repeat. 646-200-3838. We seem not to have a problem with that part. But press 1 to get on the air, and let's chop it up. The joints that I liked back in the days, man, was like, I'm dating myself. I'm a man of a certain age, but I keep it all the way Benjamin all the time. You throw on a joint like Dance to the Drummer's Beat, Bongo Rock. I'm a hip-hop dude, you know what I mean? Like Heartbeat, you know what I'm saying? Ring My Bell, you know what I mean? The joint Let the Music Play by Shannon. And I'm a true school hip-hop head, so really it's like any hip-hop joint you throw on that was rocking. Shout out to Mighty Mike C from the Fearless Four. Shout out to my man the Devastating Tito from the Fearless Four. Shout out to Tony Tone from the Cold Crush Brothers. Know what I mean? Shout out to Bambada. Shout out to Jazzy Five. Shout out to my man L.A. Sunshine. You know what I mean? Shout out to Spinderella from Salt and Pepper and all of that. Shout out to Lisa Lee. Know what I mean? Shout out to Wanda D. Know what I mean? Debbie D. Come on, yo. Those are still classics, and they still rock. So I'm just saying, man, what was that joint that made you get up and party, man, and really, really had some meaning to you, and was the same joint? If you heard it today, you still catch that same vibe. So that's what we rocking on tonight, man, on a Monday night, man. You got the mayor in the building, man, on Unsigned Artist Radio. GQ Palace, man, we about to get into a thing. Let me shout out and wish my co-hosts and my hosts and all of that from GQ Palace Radio, man, a very, very, very happy Thanksgiving. You know how I do it on Tuesday night. So next week's show, yeah, no doubt. Next week's show, on After Further Review, I do my plate review. So it's going to be the second annual After Further Review plate review. If you had a plate and you loved it, speak on it. If you had a plate and it wasn't so all of that, speak on it. We do the plate review, man, after every holiday, man. That separates us from everybody else, man. We keep it on it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. GQ Palace, Unsigned Artist Radio, man. I got a lot of love for the show last week, man. I played my man. Shout out to Kasim Allah. You know what I mean? Peace to the God. You know what I mean? We played that joint Jive Pretenders by Kasim Allah and Brand Nubian. That's my people right there. You know what I mean? Shout out to myself because I played a couple of joints that, you know, because you don't think the mayor can get it in. I get it in on the mic, man. Trust and believe, I gets it in. Real talk. Hard body karate. I does my thing. Shout out to my nephew Chase, man. He had his joint Sicko that we premiered here on GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio. And shout out to all the artists that we play on GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio, man. Once again, I'm going to have to throw that reminder out there to people, man. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics to call. You know what I mean? Press 1, like the prompt tells you. If you want to speak to somebody, the thing tells you to press 1. So I don't understand what the deal is. But if you just entertained by the mayor, you like listening to the mayor, you know what I mean, rock out for an hour every Monday night from 8 to 9 on GQ Palace, then that's your prerogative. I ain't mad at you. Thanks for listening. We got into the joint Making Moves by G-Ball. That sounded kind of crispy right there. We're about to slide into this joint by Sleeping Giant called Gangsta. You know what I mean? So Unsigned Artist Radio is about to pop off. Gangsta, Sleeping Giant, let's go. Gangsters in the building, still holding it down. Sleeping Giant, letting you know what it is, man, on GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio, man. You got the mayor in the house on a Monday night. Again, man, shout out to all the hosts, man. You know what I mean? They do their thing, man, all week long, man. I want to wish everybody a, you know, happy Thanksgiving, man. Hope everybody, you know, gets to their destinations on time or whatever. And I'm gonna drop a jewel right now, man. You know, Thanksgiving back in the day, man, it was a situation, man. You go to grandma's crib or whatever, you know what I mean? And, you know, the food was banging, you know what I mean? The, you know, football games and all of that stuff. Everybody, you know, is bonding, families, you know, getting it in. At the end of the meal, man, grandma would be like, yo, everybody look under your chair, right? And this is why everybody, you know, they, you know, the itis is about to be on. The itis is on, right, like two. It's about to hit 10, but the itis is on 2 because, you know, you got the turkey and all everything that comes with it, the trimmings and all that. Well, I'm like, look under your chair. So you look under your chair, and boom, that's your chore that you have to do. You know what I mean? You got some, you know, clearing the table or washing the dishes or drying the dishes or whatever, whatever. So now it got to a situation where people would kind of, like, be leery about where they sit. You know what I mean? So that's just a little jewel right there, a little dropping, man, that, you know, if you want to people to get it in, man, to participate, man, because it's all about, you know, the cleanup, man, the aftermath. You know what I'm saying? Don't blame it on the itis, and now you got things to do and all that, man. You enjoyed a nice meal, you know, good camaraderie, man, you know what I mean, family and all that. Now get on your job, man, and help the people that cook the meal to help take care of the kitchen and the dining room and all that good stuff right there. So you got that from the mayor right there, man. And if you get a chore under your chair, you can blame it on the mayor, man. Hey, that rhymes. A chore under your chair, blame it on the mayor. But anyway, man, you got the mayor in the building, man. GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 if you want to get on the air. You know, a lot of y'all talking that fly stuff, man. You know what I mean? But act like you don't know how to use your phone, your smartphone. Your phone's smart. Press 1, and you'll be on the air with the mayor, Hard Body Karate. Them joints, man, that made you get up and party, man, when you heard them in the club, man. You know what I mean? You know, you was in there just relaxing and chilling or whatever, getting your scope on or whatever, getting your little drinky drink on or whatever, whatever. But when they played that one particular joint that hit you right in your backbone and just made you want to get up and just tear the dance floor down, man, let me know what that is, man. The man's in the building, man. I want to shout out, man, to my homies Neffy Neff and Diverse the First, man, at Get It Done Radio, man. They had the mayor up there, man, last Wednesday night, man, doing my little sports thing, man. I was holding it down, you know what I mean? It is what it is. It goes hard, man. The mayor goes hard on sports. But, you know, I just wanted to shout them out. We was out in White Cuff Houses, the little video shoot, man. Shout out to the homie Pumpkinhead and all that, man. Shout out to my brother Mike Handler, you know what I mean? He got his joint in the streets again, you know what I mean? That's really, really banging. The mayor got a little cameo in that video right there, so, you know, watch for it, peep it out, or whatever, whatever. It's going down, man. The plate review is going down on After Further Review next week, man. It's going down. Shout out to my host, man, my co-host during the week, man. It's coming on right behind me, Miss Deanne Lane and her co-host Mario with the Love, Life, and Loyalty joint. Happy Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? Shout out definitely to the Diva Squad, man. They come on Wednesday nights, man. Miss Rachel, Miss T, and Miss Angie going to be riding on a solo mission. So Wednesday night, man, make sure you check in with Miss Angie, man, because she's going to be holding it down for the Diva Squad on Wednesday, man. Miss T and Miss Rachel, happy Thanksgiving. Angie, happy Thanksgiving. You know what it is. Special happy Thanksgiving to the Belvins. They got a lot to celebrate this year, a lot to be thankful for. They do their thing on Thursday nights, man, Reality of Relationships. Holla at them, man. They really, really got some food for thought, man. You know what I mean? And Friday, man, my man Rich, Big Rich, Miss Lavina, happy Thanksgiving to the whole fam, man. Do y'all thing, man. Rich, man, don't be nervous slicing up the turkey, my G. Take it real slow. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. And Sundays, man, you know, Crossroad Temple's in the building. Spiritual Sundays with Miss Lavina holding it down, man, and my man Scribby, Tim Hunter, man. Hey, yo, Scrib, man, happy Thanksgiving, fam. You know what it is, man. I see you, man. We gonna talk. So that's what it is, man. GQ Palace, man, it's a family thing, man. You know, we do what we do all week long. We hold you down, man. We got different topics, different shows, different vibes, and it is what it is. So we don't miss nothing, man. So check us out, because we definitely going to give you something to talk about and think about. You know what I mean? So we're about to slide into this joint right now. We got the joint called Living for the Minute by my man, MT. He's in the building. He sent me that joint. You know what I mean? So we're going to get into it right now and see what the flavor is on GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio. Let's get it.
Crazy in the streets, any day you could get it. Number one rule, and I hope you don't forget it. Ain't no day promise, don't get caught slipping. Every second counts, so we living for the minute. It's crazy in the streets, any day you could get it. Number one rule, and I hope you don't forget it. Ain't no day promise, don't get caught slipping. Every second counts, so we living for the minute.
Shot clock running, hourglass filling. Hero to myself, but to the others I'm a villain. Trying to get left out, Superman killing. Clark Kent can't even fly up.
my ceiling. No kryptonite, ink is my penicillin. Every other corner is a nigga that's concealing. Everybody thirsty, trying to drink a couple million. Adapt to my habitat, call me a chameleon. Switch up quickly, opposition sickly. Play your position, the bird for the next century. I score 21, game over for the enemy. If we have beef nowadays, you a memory. Sit down, pay attention, this is the assembly. Learn the hard way, get a box of penitentiary. Speaking through my eyes, it's only two that resemble me. 7 trains, 7 8, my bro show me simple.
It's crazy in the streets, any day you can get it. Number one rule, and I hope you don't forget it. Ain't no day promise, don't get caught slipping. Every second counts, so we living for the minute. It's crazy in the streets, any day you can get it. Number one rule, and I hope you don't forget it. Ain't no day promise, don't get caught slipping. Every second counts, so we living for the minute.
In the streets, it's 50-50, they all talking watch. Some niggas admire you, another's quick to plot. Keep K's in the basement, call at the chop shop. Silence of the scopes when it comes to top shot. Cold-hearted scums, catch a hot shot, red wing from the D, good with the slap shot. Catch it like a goalie with that red pepperoni. Born a Melendez, youngest of the Cardonis. Never been a phony, reality my strength. Gorilla from the hood, smack around all the chimps. Do I kill the monkey business? Man, I plead the fifth. I do it for the mile, to be exact, it's the sixth. My niggas locked down, gon' get out and represent. Get the ups on them, down them in the cement. Make you feel it in your chest like GNC Grimms. Real talk right there, don't feel a need to pretend.
Crazy in the streets, any day you can get it. Number one rule, and I hope you don't forget it. Ain't no day promise, don't get caught slipping. Every second counts, so we living for the minute. It's crazy in the streets, any day you can get it. Number one rule, and I hope you don't forget it. Ain't no day promise, don't get caught slipping. Every second counts, so we living for the minute.
No coming back from the dead, we all know that. Only get one life, sleep with my thinking cap. Keep one eye open, keep the man in motion. Trying to sack me, squeeze off like lotion. I'm a quarterback, cause I hit you when you open. Saints come marching in, breeze type of focus. Gotta have a quick release, you out there toting. Can't get blitzed if so, game over. Expect no love when you out here grinding. Niggas don't care if you really put that time in. Number one goal, eclipse all your shining. Only thing in their head is how to get mine in. Keep your friends close and enemies closer. Fam over everything, snakes and the vultures. Listen as I preach from a real nigga's culture. Pay attention good and everything will be kosher.
Yeah. That's my man MT out of Michigan right there with the joint called Living for the Minute. You're listening to GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio, man. The voice that you're hearing is none other than your man, the mayor, man. I hold it down on Tuesday nights after further review, doing the sports thing, man. And I slide over on Mondays and make it happen with the music because I love music, man. It's not a problem to be playing these joints on a Monday night, man, especially joints that's rocking, man. We do what we do, man. Last week we premiered a joint, man, by my man, one of my close buddies, one of my dudes, you know what I mean? The gods, peace to the gods and the earths and all the positive people, the universe and all that. My man Kasim Allah got a joint with Brand Nubian. It's called Jive Pretenders. And if you didn't get a chance to check it out last week, don't worry. We got you covered. We about to slide into it in a hot second. You know what I mean? But again, I just want to shout out everybody, man, and make sure that everybody gets to their destinations on time and the cooking starts and all that good stuff right there. Get in the kitchen, man, and try to learn something, man. Get in the kitchen and help out, man. You got to help, you know, get rid of the food, help prepare the food, man. It's a family thing, man. It feels much better, and everything kind of tastes better, man, when, you know, loving hands prepared it, and everything is prepared with that spirit of love and fellowship, man. So it goes down right here on GQ Palace, man. Unsigned Artist Radio is in the building. The mayor is in your ear right now. I know the radio is rocking, you know what I'm saying? The listeners is popping off and all that, but, holler at your boy, man. 646-200-3838 is the number to dial. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. You know what I mean? And let's get it popping, man. If you want to shout somebody out, man, and give them a little holiday cheer, whatever, make it happen right now with the mayor, man. I'm giving you that room to make it happen. This is a joint. We about to slide into it. It's called Jive Pretenders. It's featuring Brand Nubian. It's by my man Kasim Allah, yo. The God goes real hard, and he got the God's Lord Jamar, Sadat X, on the track with him. So right now, GQ Palace Radio, Unsigned Artist Radio, Job Pretenders, let's go.
Come in the divine name of cause the law, many called and I came. Explosive, I blow the devil out the frame. The God used to build the greed to make it rain. The foundation, the energy to spark off creation. Zig zag zig, I can dig a new nation from the soil of the mother of civilization. Traveling at a high speed of rotation on the way around the light source of the whole you and I. First when we build, make originals unify. Don't fear the devil now that I'm a grown man. The God used mathematics now to own land. Move the water and draw it up in a fine mist. Rain down wise words on the mic like this. Hit a cold current, just ice won't miss. Leave them froze, understanding the pros of law fit.
So improve God, you said your name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, Allah is your God. Show and prove God, he said his name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, Allah is your God.
Now if it wasn't for the gods, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from.
Now
rewind, selector!
I come in the divine name of cause the law, many called and I came. Explosive.
Yeah.
Come in the divine name of cause the law, many called and I came. Explosive, I blow the devil out the frame. The God used to build the greed to make it rain. The foundation, the energy to spark off creation. Zig zag zig, I can dig a new nation from the soil of the mother of civilization. Traveling at a high speed of rotation on the way around the light source of the whole you and I. First when we build, make originals unify. Don't fear the devil now that I'm a grown man. The God used mathematics now to own land. Move the water and draw it up in a fine mist. Rain down wise words on the mic like this. Hit a cold current, just ice won't miss. Leave them froze, understanding the pros of law fit.
So improve God, you said your name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, Allah is your God. Show and prove God, he said his name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, Allah is your God.
Now if it wasn't for the gods, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from.
Now rule, baby, I'm from the rule, baby. True school, baby, so what it do, baby.
Hey, I come in the divine name of Lord Jamal Allah. I represent the sun, moon, and stars. The customary greeting when they meet the God. And your arm's too short, you can't defeat the God. So we the five percenters, y'all the God pretenders. For a show we arrive wherever they send us. The best part of the earth's all I care about. The worst part, give a fuck about your whereabouts. Heavy the sound when I air them out. And if the ground shakes, cause I make earthquakes. Rain, hail, snow, son of man, take credit. Polarity shift, understand magnetic. See this lift mathematics, fucking with the gods is giving you a breathing apparatus. And I don't mean to be dramatic, electrical static, cause we can have it through the AVX.
So improve God, you said your name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, Allah is your God. Show and prove God, he said his name is the law. True and living son of man, yo, Allah is your God.
Now if it wasn't for the gods, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from.
Now rule, baby, I'm from the rule, baby. True school, baby, so what it do, baby.
Yeah, the Dot X, the self-savior. Only showing righteous behavior.
Peace to the God.
Okay. The trick's interpretation caused problems in the nation. But I taught, showed, and proved. Now my nation's on the move. And my knowledge don't fail. It will be destroyed. Every point on my flag is a lesson. If you don't live out the greed, you just messing. If it can't be reformed, then you will be stormed. God deal with understanding. Create my own universe. You have to be hurt, scared to say you God. Worried about being seen as odd.
hypocrites are half and laugh when they spread the trick knowledge. The preacher went to college and learned it to possess. He don't deal with equality. With him I can't build. I will cut off his head with his poisonous shield. My culture is my life. That's what I'm here for. Allah manifest that in 1964. Meet me at the power hour, cause Sim Jamar and me, we gon' build on the day and have some good God dreams.
You're a true God. You said your name is Allah. True and living son of man. Yo, Allah is your God. Show a true God. He said his name is Allah. True and living son of man. Yo, Allah is your God. Now if it wasn't for the gods, this rap shit probably never would be going on. Now tell me where you from. Now rule, baby. I'm from the rule, baby. True school, baby. So what it do, baby?
Yeah. Yo. What it do, baby? Now Rue is in the building. Yo, I'm trying to see if my man is on the line. He say he's on the line holding on. You know what I mean? So we got to see if we can get him through, man. Let him chop it up, man. You know what I'm saying? Because the mayor is holding it down on GQ Palace Radio. Unsigned artists, man. We really doing what we got to do tonight, man. Holding it down. One more again, man. Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing, man. Shout out to everybody that's going to be in the kitchen, man, for the next, you know, 36, 48 hours, man, preparing that feast, man. It's going down on Thursday, man. Shout out to everybody, man, that's making it happen. Hope you got all your ingredients and all that, man. Have a moment of silence. We got to have a moment of silence, man. Hold on 1 second. We got to have a moment of silence right quick for all the turkeys. You know what I mean? Because this week right here is a bad week for them. You know what I'm saying? So let's have a moment of silence right quick for all the turkeys. And that's not going to make it. Alright. Alright, that was a moment of silence right there for all the turkeys right there that's not going to make it. But again, man, shout out to everybody, man, that's getting ready to go down on Thursday, man, and hit them Black Friday sales and all that good stuff right there. Do what you do. Make it happen for yourself, man. It's Monday. The mayor is in the building. And that's what it is, man. We're waiting to speak to some people, man. I got some people on hold, so let's make it happen, you know. 646-200-3838 is the math. And I got my man, the mighty, mighty Kasim Allah, is touch base with the mayor on GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio. What's good, Kas? What's good, baby?
Peace. What's good, family?
You, man. You good right now. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second for me. I got my man MT in the building. MT, what's happening? You there?
Oh, yeah. What it do?
All right. That's good. I appreciate y'all for checking in, man. We just got through playing your joints, El Kas, man. Yo, we had to give you the rewind selector.
Yeah,
we
had
to give you the rewind selector, my G.
Man.
Yes, sir, man. Yo, I you know what it is, man. It is what it is. We go back like rocking chairs, man. It's really doing me good right now, man, to be able to, you know, put the joint out there and make it happen, man. But real quick, man, and tell everybody about it, man, how it came to be and all that, man.
Man, you know, I was almost finished with the project, the Living Mathematics album, and it was something missing. And, you know, I felt like I needed, you know, a little something extra, so I called to God. You know, I was on Lord Jamar's 5% album. We did the song Original Man, me, him, and Raekwon, and I hosted the album. So I was like, you know, I need the God on my joint. So I called him, and he said he would lay a verse, and in the middle of it, I was like, why don't I just have the rest of the group? You know what I mean? So I called X, you know what I mean? X agreed to do it. And
yeah,
I just
no
couldn't
doubt.
Catch up to Haji. That was the only thing that slowed that down. I just couldn't catch up to Haji. You know, but, you know, there's things bubbling right now in the very near future for the next project, you know, that's outside
that's
of Brand Newbie and yet still connected. Like, I don't even want to let the cat out the box, man.
I got you. That's what it is. You know,
I holler at you. You know what I'm saying? You
yeah,
know
no doubt,
anyway,
no doubt.
You know
and can you leave me a 16 real talk? We'll talk about that, though. We'll talk about
you
that,
really
though, no doubt.
You really want me to leave you a 16?
Yes, sir, please. That's my only request, man. That's what it is. But, yo,
I know you got a 16 for me.
I got a 16 percolated. I got one for my man right here. That's my other dude that's on the line right now. MT, what's good, man? Welcome to the show, man.
Everything's everything, man.
We just got through banging your joint, man. Living for the minute, man. It's a nice situation going on, man. So tell everybody, man, who you are, where you from, man, and you know, how you put that music together, yo.
Okay, well,
First and foremost, I'm from the D, man, Detroit, Michigan, 31, and 11 for the minute came together just off me and my experience through the streets of Detroit and what I done seen and what I done been through and just keeping it real on how you need to be out here.
Okay, appreciate that, man. That's what it is. So again, man, you know, the skill level is there. You know what I mean? I listen to your joints, man. The skill level is definitely there. I just wanted to give you a shout and, you know, want you to call in so the people can experience you, you know what I mean, and hear who you are and what you're about and, you know, what you bring to the table, man. So that's a good thing right there, you know what I'm saying? So basically, man, we appreciate you, man, and we feel like we got an advantage over cats because they don't have the joint. We got it. You know what I mean? TQ Palace and Unsigned Artist Radio will hold you down. So that's what it is, man. So we got it going on right now. So basically the lines is lighting up. Now they want to light the lines up like Christmas trees because I got MT in the building. I got my dude, my brother, Kassim Allah in the building with me now. Naru Mob, stand up. You know what I mean? But I got to give you a thanks, MT. Thank you to your Detroit Lions, man. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but we'll get into that tomorrow, though.
You know I got you. You know I got you.
You
we stuck up the joint.
Yeah, hey, man, it is what it is, man. But, yeah, we're going to get into depth with that tomorrow, man. I got to speak to Ziggy on some real talk about that. But, yeah, man, so, Koss, man, what's next coming down the shooter, man? Because that Jive Pretenders is really, really doing it, my dude. You got him going crazy, my dude, and I'm proud, man. Word up.
Well, you know, next day, we got a show on the 7th, you know what I mean, the God Day of December, you know, in Mecca, which is Harlem, you know what
yes,
I mean?
Sir.
And it's myself, the God Nairain, and Nairubi Selah. So the show is going to be retarded, you know, it's at the Trial and Square Ballroom on the God Day, you know.
Okay.
It's going to kick off at 9 o'clock. It's going to be great, you know what I mean? I'm actively right now seeking beats for the next project. You know what I mean? You know you got to holler at me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely holler at you.
But I'm definitely, you know, trying to get this next joint off the ground. It's so much happening right now.
That's how we like it, right? That's what it is, man. There's so much going on, man. Definitely want to, you know, wish you and yours, man, the happiest, man, and, you know, everything, with that good God degree. I know it's going down at the Casa and all of that. It's just a real blessing, man, to be able to say, you know what, I know this dude beyond just playing the music, man. You sit around, we talk about it, we build, you know what I'm saying, and we was talking about it a while back, and to see it come over the air where people is now understanding and getting that good knowledge, man, you know what I mean, that good music, that's something that's going to stick to your ribs, you know what I mean?
Yes, D. We've been talking about this thing for years, man.
Yes,
you know
sir.
Good hip-hop. I mean, for 20-plus years, we've been talking about this, you know, striving to bring this into existence, man. So for you, it's crazy for you to be banging it over the airwaves, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is something from back when we was in the room, when you sit in my chair in the barbershop.
Yeah, in the barbershop.
And we building on it, and you bringing me old-school hip-hop tapes, stuff that I hadn't heard, and, understand what this is, man. You know, this is just the universe showing and proving that it's everything, man. The cipher is a complete circle, B. It all comes back, B. Whatever you put out there, it comes back a million-fold, too. Look at this, man. Look at the development. You was there when I started Sandy's House. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now you're here to see Sandy's House really start to launch.
Mm-hmm,
you know, tomorrow, you know, you're going to be right there with me anyway, B.
That's what it is, man. And I appreciate that, fam. MT, man, what's going on in your neck of the woods, man? I know it's the holiday weekend and all that, man, and everybody getting ready, and even though it's a little brick city out there, man, but what's going on out there in Detroit, man? You want to shout out right quick and let them know what's going on with you?
Definitely, man. I want to shout out my clique, CNIC, Cold Niggas Incorporated, you know. Shout out to T-Hoods, my man's B's, The Rilla, Smoke Club, 6 Mile Cobras, my brothers, everybody who was with me since day one, you know. But on another note, I'm about to get ready to drop the mixtape, Chronicles of MT, Volume 1.
Okay.
You can find Living for the Minute. You can find that on there, along with a lot of other hot joints. And then we're going to put the CNIC project together, and you can look for my man T-Hood or Hood the Great to be coming with me. You know, that's Brussels at one. But, you know, we're just trying to get the movement going and put the D on the map other than with Big Sean and with the Cash Out Doughboys doing. shout out to them too. But
okay,
we
no
try
doubt.
To do our own thing too.
That's what it is, man. It's room enough, man, for everybody, man. But the thing about it, man, is what I'm appreciating from you, my G, is it's hip hop, man. It's something that I can kind of like relate to, something that I can listen to again when I hear it. The first time I'd be like, you know what, I can go and listen to this again. A lot of music that's being like kind of like shoved down our throats, it's kind of like one and done. You know what I mean? You know, you listen
exactly.
to it, you nod your head, all right, whatever, whatever. Okay, now we move on to the next one. This joint right here, Delivered for the Minute, and the other joint that you got, the two-story joint, they ain't even hear that yet. We going to save that. We got that in the smash. We just want to get their mouth watery, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now that they heard you, you know what I'm saying, how can people get in touch with you, fam, if they want to check for you?
You can look at me on Facebook, just Marcus Taylor, that's MT, that's my rap name, my initials, you know, I don't got no gimmicks behind me, because everything is the truth, but you can look at me,
that's right.
Marcus Taylor on Facebook, or M.T.C.N.I.C. on SoundCloud, follow me on there, MT6Mile, at MT6Mile on Twitter.
Okay, and I got one request from you, fam. You know what I mean? You checked in with the mayor, and I'm here, man. GQ Palace, Unsigned Artist Radio. We got you live and direct. There's no digital delay and none of that stuff. Can we get a 8-bar from you, a 16-bar or something from you right quick, man, just to let them know what it is, man?
Man.
And I can't, Kosh, you already know. I got you, family.
Let me see, man. You know.
Or you want Kosh to go first, or you want, you know what I mean? Whatever, however, because you know what it is. It's, you know, we building. You know.
I mean, yeah, y'all called me off guard. I'm on the
all right, it's all good. It's all good.
Man.
It's all good, my G. We got you covered. Yo, Kosh, man. You want to you want to step to it a bit? You want to lead it and set it off right quick, man? You got a little 16, 18, 8 ball?
Man.
You know how we do it, man. We ready all the time. Let's get it.
All right, yo, Busted. Let me see if I can recall this joint, something new. I'm trapped in a system that lack wisdom. Activism at an all-time low, slow gases. The masses see the other man as they masters. Don't know they fathers, they America's bastard. Benefit card lodged, they mine in the casket. Can't find his manhood, the government snatched it. Lightweights, wrote a check, they ass couldn't cash it. Now them niggas asked out for anyone to smash it. Me? Peace. I'm good, son. Thanks for asking. I'm good.
That's what it is. And then I come right back with that. Am I angel or a devil? Am I bass or am I treble? Am I mean or am I nice? Purgatory or paradise? It's what you get when you step to this. Gotta stop and think, do I want that rep? Check the new status and get caught up. It's just the next vibe that was just thought of by the one who stay in demand, just like low rates. Always gotta rock with a fam who rep all states. So you need to watch for the quiet cats. Spin the wrong yarn, get the riot act black. Why you wanna play these streets hard for when you ain't really built like that? Hardcore. It's not a bad thing to stay on your ground, but when beef come around, it's time to get biz. Or do you need to go and see the Wiz and get you some heart before you get ripped apart? It's GQ Pals on a Monday night. MT Kasim about to get you right. That's in the building. The mayor be chilling. MT, you next up. If only God willing. Let's get it. Yo,
I'm like,
you know, live and direct, you know what it is. The
yo,
mayor's in the building.
Yo.
Kasim, my live's in the building. My man MT's in the building. You in the building with us. 646-200-3838 is the math. If you want hold, I hope you're appreciating the vibe right now. Shout out to everybody that's out there. MT, you ready yet? If not, now we can go into a next joint.
Oh, yeah.
Or we
check
can
it out. Yo,
we got you.
I'm like a 30-year shareholder the way I keep hot shit. Six shots, you need six docs on you opping. It ain't an option to grim and look all mean. I put the scope to your mouth and it ain't Listerine. Aiming beams, waving techniques as flings. Leave your whole midsection on the front of your jeans. Viewing your dreams because your brain's laid on the pave. I come and clean your block out like a tsunami wave. Then nigga to come test my genitals. There be hands on you fast like Doc Ock and his tentacles. Split a single man in half, turn his ass identical. Then laugh because I'm a lunatic assass from McNichols. You probably not see it easy to watch like a clock that's digital. So all I need is a split second to go and get rid of you. Bullets like jabs the way they constantly
go in, Eddie.
What you hit, it ain't shit in the world that's fixing you. Get it?
Oh, that's what it is, man. So, I mean, we got flavor all day, man. So expect the unexpected when you call up to GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio, man. Kasim Allah, my man. That's family right there. MT's in the building, man, getting spit on, man. Appreciate y'all for calling in, man. The mayor's in the building holding it down. We ran through some joints. Making moves by G-Ball. That's what we set it off with. Gangsta by Sleeping Giant, we went there with it. My man MT was on the line with me right now. We played his joint, Living for the Minute. Then we slid into the Jive Pretenders by the big homie Kasim Allah, featuring Brand Nubian. Shout out to Dot X, shout out to the God Lord Jamal, you know what I mean? And we doing our thing. So the little topic that I have for tonight, man, what's that joint, man, that, you know, when you go to the club or you go to the block party or whatever, whatever, that joint that made you just hit the floor, man, you know what I mean? So, like, MT, I'm gonna let you, what's that one joint that you hear when you in the club or you at a party that just makes you get into that party mode?
Say a party mode, huh? You talking about now or like back then?
Now, anytime, any joint, back then, now, whenever, B.
I mean, the Youngbloods had that joint with Ludacris on the remix. I can't even think of the name of the damn song
okay.
right now.
It's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, so Kos, man, it's like crates and all that good stuff right there. But what was that one joint, that one particular joint that you heard that made you just be like, yeah, we here now?
MC Ultra, Magnetic.
Shout out to Magnetic. No
MC
doubt,
Ultra.
Man.
That
Yo,
was my
that's
joint,
what it is.
G.
That's what it
you
is, man.
Mean?
Shout out to, I saw Word. Said G, man, at the Zulu anniversary. Shout out to the God, said G, Cool Keith, you know what I mean? And it was a lovely thing, man. But, yeah, man, you know, it's just that, you know, that vibe, man. They want to take you back to, you know, forgetting about trying to be tough and keep your arms folded and standing up in that B-boy stance. You know what I'm saying? That one joint that make you forget about that, man, and get out there and get your party on, man. You know what I mean? So it's a basic thing, man. But some of us, we carry that with us in our hearts still, man. I remember, man, coming to the shop, man, Macadocia, shout out to Rob G and all the Macs, man. I would come. And I would say, yo, Kos, here, I got that Mo D Busy B joint. I got that Cold Crush versus Fantastic. I got that Force MCs. Not the Force MDs. Don't get it twisted.
Force
the Force MCs. Okay? I got that Spooty G, you know what I mean? And the guard would just slice me up real nice, man, and be like, yo, Deps, good looking, man. Good looking. Mm-hmm. I'ma check this out. I'ma keep this and da 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 da. And that's what it is, man. We keep doing it, man, and we keep it alive like that, man. Shout out to my man Rodney C from Double Trouble. Watch for the new Double Trouble. Watch for the new Double Trouble. I'm giving y'all that right now. The first outlook. Watch for the new Double Trouble, man. 2014. Rodney C, man. I see you, my G. I got you. So everything's everything. That's a little hint right there, man. That's a little hint right there. Watch out for the new Double Trouble. We about to slide into this joint, man. Another dude, man, from back in the days, man, that's still doing his thing. And it's his birthday today, man. So shout out to the homie Mikey D, man. You know what I mean? He got his joint Hip Hop Ain't the Same. You know what I mean? Playboy Mikey D. Let's get into that on GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio. Let's go.
Hip-hop ain't the same, the rules done change. Got these fools blowing up that ain't true to the game. I'm 100% official, no preservatives. And the words I hit are stitch you and deserve to hit. And I miss you, keep it real. You ain't got talent and your flow's whack. I'm a throwback, but you can't hang, and everybody knows that. Now you catch your feelings cause you hate that I'm great. True school day is coming, I can't wait to the date, word of life. You finally hear a brother game tight. Last name Deering, first name Mike. I ain't your idol, but my book is like the Bible, and you can't see what I do. When I'm looking deep inside your waves, the title. And when you hear the rhyme recital, you'll be hypnotizing days, not even knowing I'm beside you. And I would hate to be my rival. Nobody risks real hip-hop the way that I do. About to heat up, crack a brew, spark it up. You need a real dude, not these snakes acting rude or sniffing jet fuel. Watch me take them back to school. Exclusive, Marvin would have flipped over to me. Billy Badass engineered and Jay Bosco, he produced it. We had to make a classic banger, something you could move with. Never lost it, never lose it. As long as I got music, I keep the feel going. For real though, rhymes priceless. The nicest understatement to address me, not a gangster. And had the OG bless me with the gift to uplift and speak words to life. I'm different from what these weak herbs is like. They cast off their fame, son, and done forgot where they came from.
Hello,
with intellectual flows, exceptional. And putting on professional shows, I let it be known. Talk reckless, son, you better be grown. I murder kings, I leave your necklace and your head on the throne. You know my name, so act like it, I'm a legend to you. Blood clot, and I'ma show you what the bedroom can do. Peep game, the mic device, it's like a knife when I slice. Ain't gotta say it twice, Michael Deering is nice. Brought skills to the battlefield, held my ground. And if the crew wasn't around, I still held it down. You can never disrespect me rhyme for rhyme. I'm a beast, if being hot was a crime, did my time, not release. Now the industry ain't safe, the media either. I'm erasing all doubts, so be a believer. Shed tears for many years to be here, now we here, so beware. I ain't going nowhere, and I swear, all my life, long as my name is Mike, I'm a rep to the death, until the end of the test, until there ain't nothing left, until my very last breath.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. So we really, really, really touched some things tonight, man. Once again, man, shout out to my man MT, Kasim Allah in the building, man. We about ready to get up out of here, man. Wish we had another hour, man, to touch on some things. But MT, man, anybody you want to shout out real, real quick, man, before we get out of here, man?
I want to shout y'all out in New York City, you know, for letting the cat from the D come through and do his thing. Shout out to Detroit again, CNIC, Smoke Club, Cobra Live, 6 Mile, and everybody else showing love out there. Good luck, y'all.
No doubt, man. Appreciate you, man. Enjoy your holiday, man. You and your family, man. Enjoy your holiday, all right? Tell X I said what up.
All right, no doubt. You too, fam.
Hey, yo, Kos, man. Anybody you want to shout out, man, you know, before we get out of here, man?
Yes, sir. I definitely want to give it up to you, you know what I'm saying? I'm tell you straight up, I'm proud of you, you know what I mean?
Thank you,
I'm
man.
I'm super proud
Thank
of
you.
Your show is fire. You know, you are the right man for this thing right here, you know what I mean? I want to say peace to all the gods in the earth, you know, peace to the Living Mathematics Movement. You know, that's Rashad's son and now Ruby Salah, you know, laying it down wherever they go, making great music, you know what I mean? Everybody involved at Sandy's house. You know, I want to give love to my family at home for putting up with daddy never being in the rest, running around trying to make this thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, you know, peace to everybody in the universe, man. Thanks for letting the God back in the game. I love it.
That's what it is, man. Appreciate you, man. Once again, man, you know, I got a couple minutes, man. I want to thank everybody, man, that's listening. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's for the love, man. It's for the love. The dude is up here sweating right now. It's hot in the building right now. Dudes in here sweating. I'm playing all these hot joints, man. Fire.
Right.
We ran through Making Moves by G-Ball, Gangster by Sleeping Giant, Living for the Minute by MT, Job Pretenders by the big homie Kasim Allah, Hip Hop Ain't the Same by the homie Mikey D, man. Happy birthday to you, my G. Everything is everything, man. Once again, man, it's that time of year, man, where, you know, it goes down and everybody, you know, sits around the table and reminisces, man, and enjoys that feast, man. I want everybody to make it back to him next Monday night, man. Don't forget, man, Tuesday night it goes down after further review from 8 to 10. I got the Diva Squad in the building. Miss Angie going to hold it down tomorrow, Wednesday night, man, and Chickie's in the building. Reality and Relationships, that's the Belvins. They do their thing. Then Rich does his thing on Friday night with the entertainment. Sundays is Crossroad Temple, Spiritual Sunday with Miss Lavina and my man Scribby. Scribby's holding it down on Sundays, my dude. Scribby does his thing on Sundays with the Spiritual Sunday. Real talk, man. Scribby does his thing, hard body. And shout out to y'all, man, the listeners, man. Everybody that attempts to get in, man, I know it's getting crazy. It's about to get real crazy for GQ Palace. And, you know, it is what it is, man. We here. We going to be here. We ain't going nowhere. The man's in the building. GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio, man, is in your ear, man. Don't forget to check me out tomorrow night after further review. I got some things for you, man. And everybody, man, save me a piece of banana pudding. You know what I mean? Save that for me, man. And it is what it is, man. Enjoy your holiday. We'll get back to you next Monday. Thanks to Kasim. Thanks to MT. Thanks to Rich. Thanks to Lavina. Thanks to you, man. This is the mayor, and I'm out. GQ Palace Unsigned Artist Radio. Out.
Painted faces, sunburned skin. questions or comments for love, life, and loyalty, find us on Twitter at Deann Lain, DeannLain, or at Call Me MR Mario. You can also find us on Facebook at Deann Lain or as Counselor Mario. So if you got any comments or questions, please tweet us or post a message on Facebook.
Yes, indeed, once again, for those who don't know, it's the sounds of the youngest DJ in charge, Ron G. I want to say what's up to Mary, and it's that Uptown Classic. Give it to him. Take him uptown to the full of jam. 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 We'll be right back.
Good evening, everybody. This is Deanne Lane, your host of Love, Life, and Loyalty, with my co-host, Mr. Mario. Mr. Mario, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing tonight, Deanne?
I'm fine. How you doing tonight, darling?
I'm fine.
You guys, that's good. That's good. How was your weekend?
It was good. And yours?
It was great. It was great. So, you know, now we're back here on Monday night, so let's talk about it. Tonight, we're going to be talking about turkey, bills, and Black Friday. Why?
Yep.
And the reason why we talk about the word why at the end of that, because some of you out there need to keep your behinds home and not shop. It's because it's just the season to be jolly. Most people think because the turkey's out, we need to go empty out our pockets. What do you think about that, Mr. Mario?
Nah, enjoy the turkey, but remember, bills still got to be paid.
You got that right. And some people think that. Say that again.
Yeah, I remember Black Friday equals broke Saturday.
You got that right, brother. This is the part of the show we're going to talk about real life, because I know we could talk about love tonight, but I don't want to upset somebody's Thanksgiving, so we're going to talk about a lot of stuff, but we're not going to talk about love. We're going to talk about life and balancing our checkbooks before the holiday as it gets here this weekend. So, I always think about, sorry?
Just being responsible.
Being responsible, always. Yeah, you... Well, that's true. You have to be responsible, but you know, you think about the fat dude in the suit outside every what, major store ringing that bell. Nah, we're not getting down like that this year, because I know he doesn't exist anymore. I hope there's no kids out there listening.
You just ruined it for
us. I'm sorry. It's over. Look, financially, times are hard. So, listen, the fat dude in the red suit, get out of here. So, listen, not to be rude tonight, listen, join us later. Jonas on the show is our very own GQ Powers in-house financial guru, Mr. Chris Dow. And he was on last week. We were talking about money and structure and whatnot. And tonight he's going to break down whether or not you should be seen in a mall or cyber shopping on somebody's website, knowing you don't have a dime to your name. How do you feel about this? Am I being mean, Mr. Mario?
Well, I think you're being honest, you know. Some people decide they're going to go turn up, and then they got a bill to pay the next day.
Then you got that right. You got that right. Yeah. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about life before we actually really jump into this holiday. So listen, turkey, bills, and Black Friday. So listen, we're going to be right back here on Love, Life, and Loyalty here on GQ Powers Radio in just a moment. So listen, we'll take a moment, go to a commercial, and bounce out a little bit with I Can't Stop with After 7. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Deanne Lane, the host of Love, Life, and Loyalty here on GQ Powers Radio. My co-host and I, Mr. Mario, would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 646-200-3838. Press 1. We're always here to listen to you. Listen, without you guys, there is no love, there is no life, and there's definitely no loyalty.
Oh,
back. I'm dealing with my co-host, Mr. Mario, here on Love, Life, and Loyalty. Listen, got a little mixed up in the musical lesson tonight. I apologize for that. That was Words by Anthony. But what's his name? Anthony. What's his name? Anthony. Mr. Mario, what's his name? The guy
Anthony
was just
Davis.
Saying Word with Andy Art. Anthony who?
Anthony Davis, is it?
Yes, with NDRE. So I apologize for that, guys. It's a little slow tonight, but we're going to heat it up in just a second. Listen, give us a call at 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you'd like to chime in on tonight's topic, Turkey Bills and Black Friday. Why? Again, because some of you out there need to keep your behinds home and not stop.
Stay home.
Yes. Stay home, please. Because if you don't, the bill collector will come a-knocking. Listen, I'm all for a wonderful holiday and the season for giving, but not to give you laughs when the rent is due, like we talked about earlier. Now that I'm a woman of a certain age, I see things a little differently when it comes to the holidays. It's another ploy to get me wild. So later on in the show again, Mr. Chris Dallas will be here to join us and, you know, give us his take on how we need to pace ourselves financially. So we're going to be talking turkey between Mr. Mario and I tonight. So, Mr. Mario, are you staying on this Thanksgiving or are you traveling?
I'll actually be traveling. I actually started traveling on Friday. But I'll be traveling to North Carolina, spend a little time with some family for the holidays. Where it's
okay.
Cold there, might get some snow. Yeah. Look forward to that possibly.
Gotcha. I'm going to be home. Who, me? I'm going to be home snugged away in the house. I'm locking in this year. And, you know, just cook a little dinner for the family. Keep it simple, you know. I got a lot going on and, you know, don't want to get too involved with family drama. You know how it goes. Go to dinner, you know what happens.
Yeah.
Somebody don't leave happy. You come happy, but you don't leave happy.
Yeah, it's going to be about a week or two for everything cool off afterwards.
So, you know, we'll talk about it. We have to say, you know, my thing is the holidays, you know, I know we're talking turkey right now, and, I tell people I take Thanksgiving very seriously because, you know, that's the time when people get their feelings. So you don't see people all year, and you show up, and, you know, you smile for the first 3 or 4 hours, and you get dinner in, get a couple of drinks in you, and there you go. There it go.
You know, the best is when they actually, you stay at the house together for a weekend. That's the best.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best. You got to lock in and load. Oh, God. So, listen, this is a question that somebody told me to ask you, and I thought about this question. It said, what family member are you dreading having to see this year at dinner?
You know, I love all of my family, so I don't really dread.
Oh, come on. Don't start with that. Oh, be quiet. We know you love them, but who
I love
you dread?
Everybody loves everybody. I love all my family, and I just understand the personality.
Come on, there's not an uncle, there's not a cousin that comes and bad breath, always asking for money, hitting you up right before you sit down and, you know, cut turkey. Are you kidding me? Everybody's got one of those.
Might be the ones that take all the food.
Oh, the one that comes with the Tupperware, right? Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, that takes all the food.
Yeah, you always got that one.
I know how to laugh to bring some.
Oh, you're right about that. They never show with anything. Not all of them. Many of them never show up, but they leave with bags and bags of food. So listen, who's cooking? Well, Mr. Mario, maybe I'm having some telephone. Okay. Yes, who's cooking?
Look, I don't know, but we're having Thanksgiving on y'all.
Excuse me? What? You said you're having Thanksgiving on us.
Yeah, that's how they group feel when they come and get all the food.
Well, you got that right. You know, I already know how that goes, you know. So, listen, what's on the menu? Anything different this year other than the regular, you know?
Not a regular, but like I said, we're going to a cousin's house in North Carolina, so... Yes, it'll be a different type of meat, but turkey, ham. I'm just looking forward to eating. As long as there's food on the menu, I'm good to go.
Wow. So I'm assuming you're not going to be watching your waistline.
Not really. That
comes
in January.
That comes
in January.
You, Oh, you are so typical. You're just like everybody else. You know what? Why can't you watch the race time before you get to Thanksgiving dinner? Say that again.
I have been. I done had the whole year to do that.
The whole year. So now you're just going to just show out on Thanksgiving?
What about you? You watching your race line week?
Well, listen, I'm a woman of certain age. You have to watch your waistline. You look at food and you gain weight. You know how
right.
I go. So, listen, are you a Black Friday participant? That's my question to you. Since we're talking about Black Friday, man, are you going to be participating in a Black Friday event?
I used to. This is too much now. I can't take the line for one. And then it's, do I just pay the extra $100 that it was probably the week before? Or go out there and get in a fight with somebody? Or just, you know, they don't even have what I came to get. So I kind of gave up on it a couple years ago.
Well, you know, yeah, I only did it twice, and I'll never do it again, especially when you see the stampede of people flying through the door. We're definitely going to bring that up later in the show. We'll talk about Black Friday and some of the hazards, you know, concerns I have. You know, I'm too old. You know, people say, well, I'm missing my age. I'm not old, but, you know, I can't run like I used to. And I'm definitely, I don't have the patience like you to stand on somebody's line to find out.
Yeah, not,
but you know what? Huh?
And I'm just not, I'm not that thrilled on sleeping in a tent outside of a store to get something. I just like the safety of my own home better.
The safety. Is it that bad out there? Well, you know, the last time I was out there, it was bad. It wasn't cute at all.
Well, a couple years back, somebody got trampled and killed at Walmart or something.
Yeah, up here, Sunrise.
Yeah, here
in Sunrise. Yeah, it wasn't a cute Thanksgiving. It was a very bad situation. They didn't even have the respect. Well, they didn't even respect life enough to even close the store down. You know, and that's the sad part about it. So, you know, that's why I don't participate. It's not what it used to be. And, you know, it's too commercialized, you know. And, you know, when Thanksgiving becomes that moment where you have to literally think about whether you're going to live and die because you stand outside somebody's store, that's a little deep for me. So, you know, I got a question.
You see the big screen TV for $400 and then you get inside and they don't have it anymore now.
Well, we're gonna talk about that. Listen, we're gonna talk about that a little later. So listen, we're gonna explain some things to some people out there later on in the show after Chris comes on, and give us some people a few facts about Black Friday, because I'm really concerned that a lot of people don't know all the facts clearly about the ins and outs of this Black Friday thing. But you know, we'll get to that in just a moment. So I do have a question for you, and I know I have family listening, and you know, I'm heartless at times, but this is the question. What in the hell can you not talk about when your family gets together for Thanksgiving? Is there one thing in your family that's like that one you cannot have a conversation about?
I think it would be relationships, like keep your relationship stuff to each other. You know, like what's going on with you and your wife, you and your girlfriend, just keep that to yourselves.
Keep that to yourself?
I would agree. I think that's the best rule of thumb.
Well, listen, believe it or not, I did a little research, right, being nosy, because I know that some people don't know some of the etiquette, but I said, listen, here's a list of things you shouldn't talk about, because I like controversy at a dining room table. I talk about it all anyway. So listen, here's a list of a few things you have to avoid or bring up when you are in a close quarters with your family and friends. You know how it is, you know, doing this wonderful time together we call the holidays. Is it really a good time? Well, you start talking about some of these things, it won't be a good time. So, you know, I tend to say holidays are like, you know, walking in a minefield. Some people look at me and say, a minefield? I say, yeah, somebody's going to step on a mine and there's going to be a boom. It always happens. It always happens. And would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, because you got that one person that has to bring up a topic and be slick about it. They got to make it up. They got to be slick in how they bring it up.
I'm going to cut you. I had an aunt who was real slick. She was like a piece of paper, and I don't know why she would do this, but, you know, she loved to stir the pot. She write down a little, you know, especially during dinner, a little note about the family gossip and pass it to somebody. And, you know, the heads start turning around the table, and you're like, and the note's actually being passed around the table. because she was just, she hated that calmness, that peace of mind. Everybody got along. So I got to stir the pot. I love the four, God bless the soul, but, you know, kind of like the drama. It keeps things lively, but, hey, it is what it is. You know, so listen, here's a list. Huh?
What? So at what point does this take place? You wait until after you eat to do that part, right?
No, we like to do it while you're eating. I love to see the fork drop. I love to see the attitude flow. I love to see that person at the end of the table take an extra drink, especially when they know it's about them. I love it. Love it. Because they need to be spoken about. Because they go the whole year working on, like, they don't, their behinds don't stink, and they come to your house, and what do? They eat your food, and they've done some dirt in the family that you should have. I'm not saying you have to know everything, but, you know, they come in, and they walk in all proper and, you know, pristine and kind and cool, and they down with somebody else in the room, but yet their dirty laundry is sitting in a closet somewhere, smelling up the whole corridor. It's really bad, but, you know, it is what it is. Here's what it is. So listen, I'm gonna give my listeners out there, our listeners, I should say, there are 10 things you are never, ever supposed to talk about during Thanksgiving. That's what we're talking turkey at the beginning of the show. Number one would be long-standing sibling spats. If you have a sibling you haven't gotten along with in 20 years, Thanksgiving is not the place and time to hash it out. Go drinking and other things can fuel the fire. Kind of hold off until the day after. Would you agree?
I agree.
Okay. Number two, they say don't talk about divorces, separation, and affairs. I don't think that's. You shouldn't, but you should. I think it's good for conversation.
Not.
But
depends on your family.
But family's supposed to share, right? I mean, think about it like this. Well, listen, what if your cousin shows up and he's been married for 20 years with somebody and suddenly there's a new woman sitting at your doggone Thanksgiving table? I mean, she's new. Where did you come from? Who are you?
And that's true, but you also got the cousin that's a hothead and violence may ensue.
Oh, that's true. That's true, too. But, you know, it is what it is. You're right. But, you know, you still have to ask questions, right? I hate when the elephant's in the room.
Yeah.
And no one says anything. I don't like that.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because it's like, you know, when that person does show up with somebody the family's not used to, everybody's like, who's he? Try to feel them out and see what they say.
I just say this. If anybody bring anybody home new this year, make sure she's pretty or she's smart. She can't talk, tell her to shut up, or he as well. Trying to clean up good because you're going to be talked about, especially if you fresh meat. I mean, the turkey's fresh meat, but the new person in the mix is definitely fresh meat. And you know what? You're going to have to catch it before you can actually throw it back. You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah. You know, we all got that one family member who has the new person every holiday.
I know.
He's bringing this year.
Somebody new. But you know what kills me about that person who brings somebody new this year is that how do you forget about the person last year? You know, oops, you can't say her name. Well, say it again.
Short-term memory.
Well, unfortunately, I'm like an elephant. I have long-term memory. I'm supposed to stand there and smile at her and say, okay, yeah. I'm calling her Betty. Betty's a chick from last year. Her name is Darla. Oh, my bad. Who's Betty? Why did he call me Betty? Well, you know, the story he didn't tell you, huh? and listen, what about the family portrait, the family picture you took and you sat up on one of your little shelves in the house? How do you hide that with the old girlfriend in the picture? I mean, really?
It probably went out the door. That's true, too.
All right, so listen, number three, money. Don't talk about money, people. Because it's the last thing you talk about during Thanksgiving, because at the end of the day, you know, times is hard, rent's due, same here, you know what I mean? I don't talk money during Thanksgiving dinner, but it's always one person who comes with that sad story, oh, I'm not doing good, and, you know, so, you know, I don't bring it up. Do you bring up money during holidays?
No, I try not to, because I'm thinking about how much I'm going to spend for Christmas probably.
Lord have mercy, he's so crazy. Okay, now, this is the one subject I love bringing up, substance abuse.
substance abuse.
Yes, I was a drunk in the room. You know that.
Probably more than one, especially on Thursday.
Yeah, man, let me tell you something. Everybody,
Well, you know, you always got the one who don't drink, yet they drink, and they like one glass of wine and they gone.
But you know, the undercover drunk. What's that undercover drunk? Everybody's got one, a couple of those in the family. You know, the one that's screaming God all year. Oops, not supposed to bring up that. But you know, the person screaming that thing all year, and they come to dinner, and guess what? Everything that was wholesome about them went right out the window.
But those are the funniest ones.
I love them. I love them, especially when they start. Like I said, they start showing their true colors. It's always during the holiday, always. So listen, the next one is number five: failed expectations. Some people don't know what that is. I realized once I started doing some research what it was. You know, you come into a room of people, and you look at that one person supposed to be doing all this and all that, and guess what? They never follow through on something. And everybody's looking at them like, well, you know what? You could have kept them behind home from Harvard because you ain't doing nothing with that degree except sitting at home doing nothing, you know? And the woulda, shoulda, coulda people. I love them. I call them the woulda, shoulda, coulda people who show up.
Well, then I think another part of that is when you got siblings and you got one who might have went to college or whatever and made something out of themselves, and then you got the other sibling who just kind of lounges around and, you know, kind of let people take care of them or whatnot, not really striving to have a whole life. I think that's another thing with failed expectations for parents is, you know, how did one child become this and the other child became that? You know, and sometimes as parents, you have to understand that, you know, children have to be happy. Your kids have to be happy. So they might not go down the path that you want them to.
But
don't hold, I don't think one should be held to a different standard than the other.
Well, listen, check this out. But you got to remember, too, that it may be held to the same standard, but if there are standards in the house and one, you know, fails to reach it, not to say you have to be perfect, but there has to be some type of ambition, some type of success somewhere. I mean, if you're going to pick up bottles, be the best cans and bottles in the street. Be the best one. You know what I mean? If it's 82 blocks over, it's picking up $85 worth of cans and bottles. You should be picking up $90. Be the best one. Take the extra step. You know,
But you know, sometimes if they had it, their child that goes to medical school, and then the other one might say, I want to become a teacher. So now they might, you know, be a little disappointed in that one because they want to be a teacher, but if that's what they want to do, they make somebody themselves is just not what you want them to do.
That's true, too. But then you got to remember, too, you know, they show up also, too, with somebody you didn't expect them to be married to. That's the one thing that always gives people the failed expectation of what they would call marrying up versus marrying down. That always comes up at Thanksgiving dinner that I go to. Any holiday coming, it's always somebody screaming about, well, you should have married this person. You should have been with that girl you met in high school. And, you know, it's always failed expectations. They always pop up during the holidays, especially, like I said, after wine and the cocktails start flowing and, you know, the other things that some people do. Some people already lit up. You think about it. I love it when they come lit up. Oh, happy. Say that again.
I said some people show up with an agenda.
Yeah, you know, I know. I love those with a hidden agenda. I love them with a hidden agenda. They come with an agenda. I love it. I just sit back and look at them and just smile and say, Lord, I hope nobody takes you in the backyard to make a ball of dust because it's going to be on and popping this house. So, listen, number six, listen, you know, we can run down the list really quick. Physical appearance is number six. I'm going to run down real quick because we're pressed for time. We got a lot to shove into this 2 hours. Six is physical appearance. Seven, parents who never show up to a basketball game, soccer game, that's going to come up. It always does, right? You never.
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Number eight, big disasters. don't bring up things that you, you know, your parents did, like dad went out and spent all the rent money, gambled away, we almost lost the house. Don't bring up the fact that your mama got caught drinking 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, and she had to go do, you know, do some time. And don't bring that stuff up, leave that home. But it always comes out one way or the other. And
yeah.
The last two, number 9, religion is a no-no. And number 10 is politics. I always love to say, listen, before you say anything, I always tell people I'm a Republican. Though I'm not, I like to see the reaction. I'm a Republican.
Look,
The reaction is, what are you talking about? You think you better? I'm like, no, I'm just a Republican. And then, you know, I mean, the people question you are the very ones who don't even vote. I mean, come
yeah.
on. And then the ones you can't talk religion with, they don't even go to church.
Exactly. They just got an opinion of what they hear.
Exactly. So I just say to everybody, the list of things, just ran them down real quick. You know, just, again, number 1, longstanding sibling facts. Stay away from divorces, separation of affairs. Stay away from. Do not talk about money. Do not talk about substance abuse. Number 5, failed expectations. Number 6, physical appearance. Stay away from that as well. 7, you never. Example, you never came to my basketball game. You never came to my ballet recital. Number 8, big disasters. The drama in your family where you almost lost your house. Don't bring that stuff up. And number 9 and 10, religion, and 10,
politics.
Stay far, far away. Politics. Again, I'm a Republican, though I'm not. I love the reaction. It's wonderful. I love to do it to people. Yeah. I'm like, really?
And look,
so,
probably stirs up some interesting debates.
Well, you know, the people I hang with on Thanksgiving, you know, my family, they're not really, you know, rooted into politics. They just, all they want to know is who's the president, you know, what taxes are going up, how much I'm going to get back from my tax return, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So,
did I leave anything off the list I should have put on there?
Nah. Sometimes the big disasters are funny to hear, though.
They're funny to hear.
Yeah, the big disasters, sometimes.
Sometimes? Well, all depends who's telling.
You know, sometimes mom getting caught drinking, that could be a funny story to tell at the end of the day.
Oh, God. You know what? Lord, bless your heart, child. Listen, we'll be right back in just a moment. Give us a call at 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you'd like to chime on tonight's topic, Turkey, Black Spotty, and Bill. And we should have Chris Dallas on the line in just about a second or two. So we'll take a quick little break and we'll be right back, okay?
This is Deanne Lane giving credit to Max Media Studios, who designed my website, deannelane.com. They are a video marketing, web design, and branding agency that specializes in generating leads and online sales for authors as well as small business owners. Their services include web design, video editing, online marketing, and graphic design. To learn more about how they can help you like they helped me turn my vision into sales, visit their website at www.maxmediastudios.com/radio or call them at 1-704-699-3524. This is Deanne Lane, giving credit when credit is due.
Welcome back. I'm Deanne Lane with my co-host, Mr. Mario. He don't love life and loyalty. Once again, give us a call here at 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you have to chime in on tonight's topic, Turkey, Bills, and Black Friday. Mario, you like the topic tonight? It's going to get a little warmer up
I
in
do
here.
Like
so, yeah, because people don't want to talk about life. So listen, Mr. Chris Dallas, are you there?
Can you hear me? I'm here. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, nothing much. Glad to hear you.
How you doing, Mr. Dallas?
I'm good. How's everybody in the GQ Palace and across the country?
We're doing good. Yes, that's time. Yes, we're doing good. I got a little money in my pocket, so I know I'm doing okay.
Hey, that's better than
the
alternative.
They can buy me a turkey. How I say that again?
That's better than the alternative.
You got that right. Yeah. So listen, Mr. Dobbs, we're gonna pick your brain tonight. I know people are saying, why are you guys not talking about relationships tonight? Well, you know, money is a relationship. Some people do not understand that concept yet. And either you love it and you have a lifetime with it, or you're going to be disloyal to yourself because you ran through it. You know, some people don't get that. Am I correct in saying that?
I mean, you're very correct in saying that. At the same time, I don't even really think people even understand what money is for.
Really? You come across that a lot.
I come across that all the time. I mean, people don't even know what the money is for and what to do with it. You know, if I ask you and Mario say, you know, tell me what's the basic purposes of money, what would you say?
The basic purchases? Wow.
The basic purpose of money.
Shelter, food.
What'd you say, Mario?
I would say take care of your necessities and invest, let the rest make money for itself.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna give y'all a little nugget. There's four basic purposes of money, okay? All right? So number one, that's not in any particular order, but just so I can keep up with the numbers. Number one is to spend, number two is to give, number three is to save, and number four is to invest.
Mm.
Those are the four basic purposes of money. And if you look at your money on a day-to-day, month-to-month, weekly basis, the question then becomes, how do you strike that balance? And are you doing those four things?
Wow. And if you're not doing all four, it's not balanced.
I wouldn't say it's not all balanced. What I would say is that the balance should be, see, you have some people, you know, you give them, they get some money, and they spend every dime they have. Okay, and they won't save a dime of it. They won't give anywhere, and they won't invest. Then you got the other person that they save all the money that they have, and their shoes are, you know, worn out, shirts worn out, whatever. They won't even buy new shoes. Then you got another person that just, you know, that just won't even, you know, won't even look at the possibility of investing. But you got to get those first three core down before you can even really go to number four.
Okay, so before we even get to the holiday, we really need to have that concept down packed before we can go out there and just be just frivolous with our money. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Because when you start thinking about it in terms of, okay, I'm getting ready to go out here and go shopping, and nothing's wrong with going shopping, you know, if it's in the right context and done the right way and done for the right purpose. So, you know, a good balance or a possible balance would be, you know, the way I look at it is number one, there's a 10%. There's a dime out of every dollar that should go somewhere. Now, some of your listeners may not, you know, believe in, you know, sowing into a church or whatever. That's okay. You know, at the same time, they might have their thing might be Habitat for Humanity, or it might be other type of, you know, organizations. Breast cancer, I don't know, whatever, it's some charitable type organization they want to do, that should be a part of it, because that's the basis and the foundation of how you get everything else. And then, so let's say you did that at 10%, so now you're left with 90%. So what are you going to do with the 90%? Well, it'd be nice if you could get to a point where you could put back 20%.
Gotcha.
But guess what? Everybody may not be at the 20% range, so that's fine. So maybe you can put back 5% or 10%. The question is what are you putting back? Are you putting back anything?
But let me ask you a question. Now with the holiday season right here at our doorstep, can you give back your 10% all at one time, or should you be doing it over a one year period? You know, should we be doing it monthly, weekly?
Well, ideally, if you're gonna look at your money, almost everybody looks at their money on a monthly basis, because they know what they receive monthly and what they pay out monthly. So So you start with the 10%. So let's say off the top, 10% is gone. 10%, you know, you're doing some type of, you know, charity work. What I do is I take at least a minimum of 10% of my income. It goes to my local church here in Augusta. 10% goes there minimum. And I always do more, but at least 10% is going there. The other 80% that I have generally goes to a breakdown of savings. It could be I do anywhere from 10, you know, try to put back 10 to 15% of my income. At one point in time, I was living off 70% of my income, meaning that that 70% of my income was used for me to basically live off of. 70 to 75% of my income is what I spent on the other stuff. You follow what I'm saying?
So roughly 10 to 20%
of my income, 20%, sometimes 25%, went to something else other than me spending. You follow
okay.
what I'm saying?
I got what you're saying. So I guess we could talk about this question. I have for you a list of questions to ask yourself before using cash, credit cards, your savings accounts. These are the questions you need to be asking yourself. Am I correct?
Well, number one, when you start thinking about it, when you start thinking about doing that before you, number one, you should probably think about, say, you know what, simple question, but do I need to make this purchase? You know, do I need this particular item? Is it a necessity? Okay, so that's one way to look at it. Then, can I wait to purchase this later? Sometimes people get to a point to where they feel like, hey, I can't get this, but the delay is not the denial. It's more or less, hey, I'll get this later. This is probably not the right time or the right season for me to get this, okay? If I charge this on my credit card, how long will it take for me to repay it back?
I was doing some research this week. I came across something saying that you should only take that it's a smart idea to take only one card out. That way if a card does get stolen or something happens, you only have to cancel one card. What do you think about that?
I mean that's a great way to maybe not spend as much money as you were gonna spend. You know, because yeah, if you only take one card and one card gets lost or gets stolen, then you're true. Yeah, you can call and cancel that one card and your life is not up in shambles. At the same time, with that one card that you're taking out to use, are you planning to make the purchase with that card and then pay that balance off at the end of 30 days? Or is this something that you're going to be paying back for the next 20 years?
So what do you think, like Black Friday, what do you think items are people should be looking to buy on Black Friday?
I mean, well, first of all, I think before you even get to that point about what you're gonna buy on Black Friday, if you're gonna buy something, you know, what is it that the household needs absolutely has to have? In other words, what is it that I gotta get out there that I don't need? If I've got a child that's getting ready to go to college, for example, and I need this particular laptop computer or whatever the case may be. Do I want to get up 7, 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning to go buy this computer? Have I looked and determined what the cost of computers are before Black Friday? In other words, did I go to whatever your local retailer and say, okay, I want to get this new MacBook Pro, and at this particular store it costs X amount of dollars. So then when I get ready to go on Black Friday, and if I see that it's $1,500 on the normal day, but it's, you know, $1,575 or $1,525 or $1,495, am I really saving a whole lot of money? Is it worth the difference? You follow what I'm saying? So you got to kind of do those things to where you need to know if that is really a deal or not.
Well, you know, believe it or not,
put a sale on it.
Right. You're right, because Black Friday, believe it or not, you know, before we get into that, you know, I was just running some things down. Believe it, during Black Friday is not a good time to buy electronics. And that's how much research you need to do, that when you do go shopping, a lot of people don't know this. They think they're getting a deal when they're not, and they're financially putting themselves in debt with a pretty much out-of-date item.
Exactly. Right. I mean, technology is changing anywhere from every 30 to 90 days, something new is coming out. I mean, right. You know, you look at the shelf life of these items, they're less than a year, in some cases 6 months. So the question then becomes is, you know, what are you out there to go and get? I mean, I remember going out on Black Friday all the time and thinking I'm getting deals on clothes. And we did that for a while. And then that's why we realized, man, this mess ain't, this stuff is not even any different than what it was on a normal day. Now, there are some deals you're going to find. Don't get me wrong. There are some deals that you're going to find, but you got to be more strategic in your, in your shopping. I saw this one, I was out there one day, and this is this family, and it was about maybe 10 of them, and they had walkie-talkies, right? And so they were in a, like a 3 to 5 mile radius, and what they were doing is they had certain people going to certain stores at certain times telling them what they were able to get. Hey, okay, I was able to get this and this and this. Okay, call so-and-so over at such and such, were they able to get that? They were coordinated and knew specifically what they were going to get, opposed to, hey, I'm just going to Black Friday. I'm just going to go shopping and see what's out there. You know, what is the strategy?
Right, because I wanted to bring up money for this holiday. I wanted, people don't want to talk. You know, a lot of people are like, why are you talking about money? I said, because the minute the turkey hits the table and the stores open up at 8 o'clock that night, this is not like a green light to say, here, here's my pocketbook. I'm going to open it up and just throw it to the wind. So that's why I really want you to be on. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I think the other thing about it is, you know, we look at the holiday season now. No, pretty much from Black Friday until Christmas, we spend a lot of extra money. And then come first of the year, you know, now it's a problem with, you know, different bills got to be paid, gas got to be bought, you know, just different things in the house. And it's based on a lot of people overspend during the holidays.
My question is, are they spending extra money? Or they're spending money they don't have.
What's the percentage of people? I'm going to cut you off. What's the percentage of people who do that? I mean, I personally think 90% of people spend money they don't have. I mean, am I overshooting it?
No, I don't think you're overshooting it. You know, because here's the thing. The thing is this, and people can say what they want, but marketing and marketing dollars during this time of year is designed to get your money out of your pocket, out of wherever you have it, into the retailers. That's what it's designed. That's what it's designed to do. Okay. Now, if that is the case, and that's what it's designed to do, in order for it, and it's a double-edged sword, because of course the economy needs people to make purchases in order for it to get back stronger. Okay. That's just part of the principle. At the same time, though, is it something that you need to purchase at this particular time? And have you taken care of things at home in order to make sure you can do that?
Let me ask you a question. I'm sorry, go ahead, Mr. Barr. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's the one, you know, like people go out and they do a lot of Christmas shopping with credit cards. I think those tend to be the ones who probably overspend, you know, thinking, okay, well, I got this credit card, I can pay it off in X amount of money, you know, but then the interest and everything adds up.
That's true, but here's what I always ask the people, here's what I want your listeners to do, and think about this. Ask yourself this question. Say, do I have the courage to use cash? Now that might prick just a little bit, okay? But that's the point of it, because you know a little cowardly person, that's the one that runs from the bully. You know what I mean? Somebody with a little bit of courage punches the bully in the mouth or punches the bully in the face if necessary, in order to get the bully off of them. You reach in your pocket and you pull out $300-$500 in cash, and you start handing that cash money over to that cashier. You start sending it leave you. I guarantee you, your mind will be different about spending money.
Look, I'm gonna tell you personally. I prefer spending cash. I'm telling my great grandfather always taught me, if you ain't got the money to go buy it, you don't need it. So me personally, I prefer to go and spend cash.
And I agree. I agree. I concur. I do concur on that one.
I was saying that credit card and debit card slide so easily. And I even have to discipline my own self, you know, because I don't carry a whole lot of cash. Anybody that knows me well knows if you want to get some cash from Chris, you probably not going to get it because he probably don't have it. At the same time, they also understand that I'm disciplined about how I spend my money. Very much
right.
So. I could walk around with $20 in my pocket for months and not even spend it for months.
Gotcha.
But you survive, anybody that survived college can have $20 in their life.
You could. But you
and
know,
the funny thing
know,
is, my wife tells me I don't like for you to carry cash because she says I'm too generous. Because if I had cash, undoubtedly somebody would walk up to me and ask me for it for some reason, and
right.
I wouldn't give it to them, which is funny. I don't know why, but I always say if I have cash in my pocket and ask me for it, I guess I'm supposed to give it to them. So.
Wow. Well, you know what? Listen, I want to say this to you, Chris. You know, your challenge, I'm going to meet your challenge this year because I just told some of my girlfriends just yesterday that I am not shopping this year. I have no more fun. My son's a big boy. All the little kids that I've done for, you know, for school, my nieces and nephews, you know, $10, $20 here. This is the one holiday I'm going to spend $50 on buying $5 gift cards from McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts. And that's it. I'm done. Maybe buy my dog or some reindeer ears, but that's what, $9.99? I'm not spending a dime this holiday. I'm not even buying anything.
Well, I mean, you know, well, see, here's the thing about the holidays that sometimes we have to think about in terms of, you know, the holidays a lot of times make you feel like you've got to do certain things for your members of your family. And so one thing you might want to think about doing with your family is saying, hey, listen, we're not going to be buying these gifts this year. You know, grandma, grandpa, uncle, auntie, brother, sister, cousin, whoever it is, we're not doing it this year. We're just going to focus on the family and so on and so forth. So, you know, don't have to be concerned about spending the money on, you know, the children, grandchildren, and don't expect us to be spending all this money. And so then that way it won't be such a shock when they walk in the door and you don't have something for mama or you don't have something for grandmama. Those are the kind of things that you might want to kind of tell your family members ahead of time if you're planning, especially if they're accustomed to you coming with something.
You know, I told them. We're in a recession. I'm gas house right now.
Wow.
That's my reply to that. Gas is too high. I can't get everybody a gift no more. Gas is
no, it's over. Yeah, once gas hits that top, four something a gallon? Nah, it's not happening this year. Not gonna be
well,
a pretty story.
But here's what I want your listeners to do. I want your listeners, you know, not necessarily not doing it because of the price of gas or the price of milk or whatever. How about this? I'm not spending all this money during Black Friday because I'm trying to build a more solid foundation for my family. How about that?
Yeah, you're right.
By saying, hey, we're gonna make a plan to save, you know, $50 a month from now until this time next year. You know, we're going to make sure that, you know, if we're not preparing for our retirement now, we're gonna start preparing for that as well. You know, we're gonna go ahead and get this life insurance policy to make sure that if something happens to me, the husband, the spouse, you know, the family is taken care of. You know, I'm at my house. That's where I live. I may own this home or I may rent this home. And most renters don't even have insurance on the stuff that they have that they work so hard to go pay for. You go out there, there's money on these Xboxes, PlayStations, all that. Somebody breaks in the house and in 5 minutes is gone. Then what? No big deal. Just buy it all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Early in the show, we're talking about money at the dinner table. See, somebody's going to pay that ass. Now he's losing. He's trying to be better than everybody. So you know how you got the one family member that got something to say, you know when you're trying to better yourself.
Yeah. You always
got
something
negative to say.
Always negative.
Well,
always negative.
You know.
Well, you're gonna always have that, but then again, that's where that courage comes in to be able to, you know, dialogue with the family and just let them know that you're going in a different direction, and in the end, you know, be a better one.
About money, right? The things you shouldn't talk about. So let me ask you a question. If a family member comes to you and asks you for money, now this is that season where, you know, somebody's going through a hard time, the kids got to have Santa Claus, what do you tell them in respect into money that you don't want to give, but you feel bad for the kids.
You feel bad for the kids?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I'm gonna say I'm blessed in many ways. You know, I don't want to see a child go without having a, you know, here's Thanksgiving, you know, and it's that time when family get together, and you know that somebody's been having a hard time the whole year, and they may come to you and say, you know what, can I borrow $500? And because, you know, the holidays here, what do you tell them when you, I mean, what words do you say to someone, you know, they have children, they don't have much to give this year because things, you know, are a little different than last year, but you want to say no. What words would I use in order to say no in a kind way?
I mean, that's, you know, that's a tough one. That's a tough one, Deanne, because I can be very blunt and brash. At the same time, what I would, and if I were in that position, I would just ask the question, you know, okay, well, I think it's legitimate. If you're asking me for money to borrow money, I'm going to treat you just like the bank in some cases. You know why? Because the bank is going to know, why do you want to borrow the money? What do you need it for? Okay? Now, if you tell me you want to borrow $500 to feed your kids or feed the kids, okay, no big deal. Let's go to the grocery store and let's get you some groceries so you can feed the kids. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
You know, people will use that as a mask for what they really want the money for. So
gotcha.
you gotta muddle through that, because I don't know too many people that's sending you $500 for groceries. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of groceries. I mean, I'm just saying, that's generally not it. It's always something else. So when you go into the bank and say, hey, I want to borrow some money, they're going to ask you, okay, well, what do you need the money for? They're going to ask you the same question. So if I'm somebody that's your family member that loves you and you know I love you, why would you be offended if I ask you that question, but you don't get offended when the banker asks you the question?
Right. Got
follow
you.
Me?
Got you.
So you got to be willing to do that. Now, if it's a situation where you know the kids are in need of this or that, then go buy for the kids. Take the kids to the store and go get what they need. They need shoes, we'll get them shoes. They need clothes, we'll get them clothes. But you need $500 because things are, you know, it's the holidays. Okay, we need to have some dialogue here. And the sad reality of it is, when you're dealing with family, they don't want you to ask them why you need money.
Yeah, you know what? That was some people think they have, you're not supposed to question them. How dare you question me?
Exactly. That's precise.
My coin.
But guess what? Anybody else, think about this. Let's just be honest and be real. Anybody else that they borrow money from is going to ask them that question. What do you need the money for? They're going to ask them.
Gotcha.
But you don't get offended. You don't get offended because you want the banker to give you that $500,000 for that house or that $30,000 for that new car you want to buy. You don't get offended. Because you need that house. So.
Yeah, that's true. Let me ask you another flip question. Now, what if somebody comes to dinner and they owe you some money? What do you do? they don't want to look at you. Seriously. They don't want to look at you eye to eye because they know. How do you approach a situation like that? Now you need the money because you're – now, Thanksgiving is what, Thursday, right? What date is that, the 28th? The 28th, right? Now, most rent is due the first of the month. Now, here it is. You hadn't seen this cousin all year, and your rent's due the first of the month. You tight. You know, I need an extra, whatever you lent them, you need it back that day. Do you have that conversation that day?
I don't.
Knowing you're not going to send the rest of the year?
I don't have that conversation that day. You know, Chris don't have it. And here's why. If I'm at Thanksgiving dinner with the holidays, I'm focusing on the family and I'm enjoying myself and having a good time. In my opinion, that's not the appropriate time to check somebody on some money. Now, this relative that you hadn't seen forever, this person made time to talk to you to get this money. So you have other avenues to get to that person other than that day. You follow
gotcha.
What I'm saying? So
gotcha.
Use that other time to do that. Because here's the other thing, too. Most of us are a little prideful in what we do. And, you know, we wouldn't want somebody to do that, especially when you may not want the family to know that that's the situation. You follow what I'm saying?
I got you.
It should be a family affair. However, now if I roll up and show up at the house or the apartment, money, that's the difference.
Gotcha. Well, I would look at the situation like this. You know you owe me the money. I'm not going to ask you about it. If you don't want to get to me next time you need help, don't come to me looking for help.
Exactly, because here's the reality of it. The reality of it is this. That person knows that they owe you money. And I have a principle that I've adopted, and it's very simple. I don't lend money to people that I want back. So if somebody says, Chris, can I borrow $100? If I'm comfortable enough to say, hey, if this person gives me this $100 back, good. If they don't, that's good too. Then I'll give it to them because I'm not going to be looking for a back. If it comes back, great. So if you adopt something like that and say, hey, here's a certain dollar amount that I'm willing to, you know, basically let somebody have that I'm not expecting back, then you're okay. Because truth be told, they know they owe you the money, and they probably didn't plan on paying you back in the first place. But like Mario said, well, I'm just like the fact, hey, you got bad credit with the bank, you come back to me, I'm going to charge you the high. Well, I'm not going to let you get it at all. Same scenario.
Right. You broke up a little bit, Chris. Could you come back again with that? You broke up a little bit.
Can you hear me a little bit now?
I can hear you a little better now. Go ahead.
Okay. What I was saying was, just like Mario was saying, that if you're dealing with somebody, if you're dealing with the bank and you don't pay the bank back the money at the time they say, they're not going to be lending to you again. Or if they do, they're going to lend to you at a high rate. The same time.
Gotcha.
So I would just say, if you're going to lend somebody money, lend on what you don't to come back. If it don't come back, great. If it comes back, you're still fine. That way your family is not affected.
Gotcha.
As a principal, I don't lend money.
Chris, I got a question for you. What are your plans for the holidays for Thanksgiving?
Well, that's a good question. I'm going to get up that day. Going to probably have a nice breakfast with the family. I'm going to go over to my family's house. We're going to sit down. We're going to eat. We're going to laugh. We're going to joke. And when that's over, I'm going to go home, go to sleep, and get up Thursday, Friday morning ready to go to work.
Oh, you're not doing Black Friday? You're not doing Black Friday, Chris?
Not at all. I haven't done Black Friday in probably about 5 years.
Look,
you're not tempted. You're not even tempted. I'm sorry. You're not even tempted, right?
I got to throw it to the wolves, Deanne, because you did it to me, Deanne. I got to do it to Mr. Dial. What family member are you not looking forward to see at the family dinner?
Well, listen, I'm looking forward to seeing all my family members because what's clear with my family, and they know this. Is that I don't cut corners. I am who I am, regardless of who's there or not. You either like it or you don't.
Wow, that's cool. I like that. You're right, I feel you on that one. Listen, hold that thought. We're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna be right back with Can't Stop. Hopefully, after 7. Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dean Lane, the host of Love, Life, and Wealth, here on GQ House Radio. My co-host and I, Mr. Mario, would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 646-200-3838. Press 1. We're always here to listen to you. Listen, without you guys, there is no love, there is no life, and there's definitely no loyalty.
can't stop. Listen, I can't stop how I feel. Listen, we're back. I'm dealing with my co-host, Mr. Mario, here on Love, Life, and Loyalty. Mr. Mario.
I'm not enjoying that song that sounds like to me.
I love that song. That song got an awesome beat to it. Listen, it makes you move a little bit. Mr. Dowse, Mr. Chris Dowse is still on the line with us. And
Absolutely.
Yes, he's our financial guy. And I'm telling you, I love this guy. That guy, this gentleman, I'm going to call you, you are a gentleman. But I love you because you're just so open and you're so, you know, you keep it real. And I love that. And I love your philosophy. I'm telling you, I aspire to be like you when I grow up. I do.
Well, it's a pleasure. You just got to understand, I enjoy talking about money, thinking about money, and, you know, hey, just offering what I have.
Well, listen, we got a call on the line. Mr. King Ruzy, are you there? He has a question for you, Chris. So we have
someone
on the line.
King Ruzy,
are you there? This is
what's up,
how
y'all? How y'all doing? All right.
I'm fine.
How y'all doing? What's up, Marcus? What's up, Chris?
What's up?
Listening to the show, man, and I see, you know, I kind of understand who y'all talking about. I'm assuming y'all talking about just a regular, everyday person, but, you know, with the way things are with the economy right now, not everybody, but a lot of people out here, they're hustling, they're trying to do whatever they could do to try to bring money into the house and take care of those kids and take care of that family that everybody was talking about, you know, saving money and spending on the bills and stuff, but, you know, you got people that don't do nothing all year but save their money waiting for Black Friday to show up so that they could go sleep in a tent or whatever the case may be to get these hot items that, you know, these different stores only sell one or two of, and then they turn around and they put it out there and they flip it, and now they got 10 times what the thing costs. And now they can actually give their family a better Christmas or give their family, you know, better living standards and things like that. But nobody talked about that. It was all, you know, don't do this, don't shop. And another thing that y'all left out is that shopping is what keeps this place working. Remember when the gas prices went up? Nobody couldn't drive their cars. Everybody was hurting. Everybody stopped shopping. And what happened? Everybody started losing jobs. And now you got a situation now where the economy done fell. You know, I know a lot of rich people, and I'm going to tell you, that's what they say. They say, save your money, don't spend your money. Save your money, don't spend your money. But the truth of the matter is, you're supposed to live every day as if it's your last, because tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. And so if you're doing that, you see what I'm saying, and you saving your money for a day that ain't promised to you, then you hurt yourself. Because I know died with thousands and thousands of dollars and never got a chance to enjoy it. And then the money went to somebody who didn't value it, who had no idea how to earn money. And they blew all of the money. Everything that the person worked for their whole life was thrown away in the trash.
But Mr. King, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't think we're ignoring anybody. You know, I don't think we're not telling people to shop. You know, so we've all been out and experienced Black Friday ourselves, so we're not telling anybody not to go out and shop. You know, if that's your thing, that's your thing. You know, but one, be safe. Don't go out and get hurt, you know, or hurt somebody trying to get through the door, you know, for a deal. Because, you know, is saving that $100, $200 on that TV worth it if you got $500, $600 in hospital bills? You know, so, I mean, it's more so be safe, you know, and really, if your rent due, should you be going out to buy a TV with the rent money?
King Ruzy?
Well, it depends. If you're going to get double your rent money for the TV, I say go for it.
Listen, brother Ruzy, I don't know at all. Because I understand the hustle, understand the game. Now, what I always said before, if you're going to go out there and do that, what's the purpose? So if your purpose is out there to flip TV, have at it. If it's profitable for you. At the same time, if you're out there flipping TV, but yet, you know, your family situation on the home front is not taken care of, that's a different story. But if you're out there, you know, hustling and flipping TV, flipping iPads or whatever the case, hey, I don't knock the hustle. At the same time, is everything taken care of on the home front before you got it? That's what we're talking about. Secondly, you know, secondly, the economy is in a position where it has rebounded. What's true about what you said is absolutely, as you spend money, as I said earlier, that does spur the economy. Those that are out there spending the money, the question we're asking is are they spending money that they should be doing something else with, such as paying their bills, paying down their debt, or are they adding to their debt? Because earlier we talked about, is it extra money or is it they don't have? Extra money means I paid my mortgage, I paid my rent, I paid all my bills, I've got my children money saved up for college, I've taken care of my life insurance options, I've taken care of my retirement options, now I have extra money to go spend on whatever the case may be. But if your hustle is out there flipping TVs and flipping iPads, whatever, hey, have at it, because I don't like the hustle. It's no different than what Steve Jobs doing at Apple. Because what they do, they put out one iPad and let you get it for 6 months, then they put another one out. Then they put another one out. It's the same concept. So,
that's true. Can I have one more thing?
And it really no difference in the iPad 1, the iPad 2. I mean, not to the average eye, but usually they put.
If that's your hustle, keep your hustle game strong.
That's not my hustle, bro. I mean, I'm just saying I know people that do that. That's not my hustle.
Right,
I'm an entertainer.
Right.
No.
What I'm saying is if that's your hustle, whoever it is, I'm not talking about you specifically. What I'm saying is if that's your hustle, then have at it. Because obviously if you're hustling like that, then that means you've got some other things in place. That's a different story.
Well, watch this, Chris. Y'all gonna like this. I know a dude that does what I was just telling y'all, right? He save all his money. He spends for just his bills, and then when Black Friday comes, he take all his money that he saved and he invests it into whatever it is he's trying to get and sell for whatever on eBay or wherever, right? But there's been many a times I've seen Christmas roll around and he end up like that person y'all was talking about with all the TVs and stuff in their house and stuff. And then throughout the year, he might sell it, or he may not even sell it. He might end up giving something away just to get it out of his house because he couldn't sell it. But nevertheless, you know, some people, that's all they do, man. They started out buying stuff, and every year Black Friday comes, they go over, they buy all the stuff, they make their whole year's profit off that Black Friday stuff, and throughout the year, they pay their bills with that Black Friday money they had. And whatever profit they had, they try to do it again the next year with whatever the product is or whatever the case may be. But 9 times out of 10, they're taking everything out of their household to do that. You know what I'm saying? And they survive like that, and they've been surviving. I don't know if you want to call it luck or if you want to call it a good selling game or whatever the case may be. But, I agree with y'all on some of the stuff you guys said as far as the violence and all that stuff. Man, people are greedy. Okay, let's keep it real.
This country was built on that. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
This country was built on that. So it just turned into violence when people get even more greedy, and they're already selfish. You see what I'm saying? They're already selfish, so they're getting in the line, they're greedy. Somebody else get it before them, they want to hurt them for it. You know, but I've seen people try to hurt me just recently as of yesterday, and they don't even know me just because of how I look. So, I mean, you got all kind of different weapons, you know?
Exactly.
So, let me ask you a question, Mr. Key. Go ahead. Sorry, Chris, go ahead.
I was saying that one of the sad things that you said was that these people are surviving. They're surviving. You know, and when you think about this show, Love, Life, and Loyalty, I mean, that's not surviving. It's about living. And see, and that's the problem. And that's what the folks that we're trying to at least, you know, offer some guidance to, because they're surviving. And that's not what life is about.
True
living,
bro. Watch this, Chris. You're going to love. This is for you, bro. This is for you, my brother. This is how much I admire what you're doing. Watch this. This is going to help you. True living, true life does not consist of pain.
Is money a thing?
It does not consist of anything. True living is peace, joy, happiness, contentment, all of those things
that you can't go and get
from the store.
Let me have this one. King Boozy.
Have it.
Now check this out. It's the holiday. You said
true living doesn't consist of things. It's a piece of what? Peace, love, and happiness.
Love, well, happiness, joy, all of these things.
Listen, I'm not going to be happy if the bills are not paid, so what do we need? Money. Right?
Well, it depends. That's subjective. That's just your opinion. Everybody don't feel like that.
Wait, it's cold. I need heat. I need money to pay for the heating bill.
Everybody don't feel like that. Everybody don't feel like that. I'm telling you, I know people never had a Christmas, never had heat, never had hot water,
don't have a bathroom
right now,
and still they're
happy.
No, wait a minute. We're not talking about Christmas. You said true living consists of
true living, true life.
Okay. Would a house or shelter be considered a thing?
What's a shelter?
That's a thing.
That's a thing. So someone live in a tree? Someone live in a tree in the wilderness?
There's people that live in trees in the wilderness, and they seem to be doing fine. I told you that's subjective. That's just your personal thing. Everybody don't feel like that.
But listen, the barter system. Even when we don't use money, we still have to barter for the things we need to survive, right?
Yeah.
You
said the things we need to survive. That's food, water, shelter, clothes if you wear clothes.
But those things are not. But those things are not free. So how am I supposed to get them? I live in America. We live in an economy where we require money. Correct? The monetary system. We need green stuff. Am I right?
If money would keep us alive, then all the homeless people would be dead.
Okay, so how do you feel about money is the root of all evil? What?
I disagree with that. I believe that the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is what creates, all that stuff, every last thing in the world that's bad, from my personal opinion, stems from one thing. There's not an evil thing in the world that doesn't stem from this. And you could put everything in this category. If you get rid of one single thing out of man, they would never have a problem. And you know what that thing is? Selfishness.
Money.
Selfishness.
So
every robbery, every burglary, every rape, everything like all that stuff comes from selfishness. Con artists, lawyers, all that stuff is selfishness, man. They're trying to get there, and they'll step on anybody to get it.
You definitely have people who are that way that are extremely selfish. At the same time, though, you also have people out there that are willing to help, that are willing to assist. And of course, what we're talking about tonight is not going to fit for everybody. You know, some people think that, hey, money ain't everything. I don't need money to be happy. And that could possibly be true. But one thing I know is true, too, is that when people have a little bit more money or pressure off.
Chris,
it really does.
You broke up,
it
Chris.
It takes the pressure off.
Chris, you broke up. Chris?
I'm saying that when people have access to resources, okay? Let me just use that term resources, because I don't want people to get the impression that resources is all about money. But let me tell you something. When people have access to resources, they tend to be a little bit happier, and they tend to be to function just a little bit better. And sometimes that resource may be money, but sometimes that resource may be food, okay?
Right.
At the same time, in this capitalist society that we live in the world that we live in, money is almost always required in order to get access to the things that we have. Even our welfare program, for example, the welfare program is designed to help those who can't help themselves for the most part. At the same time, though, we have people who are perfectly healthy that could give and go work, but yet they use the system. That still takes money. And unfortunately, that's just the way our society is built. Now, those that choose to pull away from society determine to live a different way. They may live off the land, eat off the land, and so on and so forth, and there's nothing wrong with that. So it all depends on what's relative. In the end, if you're not doing what you can to help somebody, regardless of how much money you have, then you're doing a disservice to our community as a whole. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to leave it at that.
King Ruben, do you
I don't disagree with that.
Go ahead. I'm okay. Sorry, y'all.
King Ruler, do you participate in Black Friday?
I don't. So, and you know why? I'm going to tell you why I don't participate in Black Friday. Because there is never a thing, and I thank God for this, man. I have to say this, y'all. This is the reason why I don't participate in Black Friday. Because there is nothing that I don't have that I want. You understand? I got everything. God has blessed me with everything I wanted. Why? I got so many TVs, I don't even have them all on.
That's
so why would I bother going buy another TV? I got all kinds of toys, all that stuff. I don't need none of that stuff. So for me, you know, if I want to buy somebody something, I'll just buy it for them. I don't really care about Christmas or Friday or Thursday or none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I just do it if
and
I
that's,
can afford to do
blessing.
What they need, I help them.
That's a blessing.
Okay, yeah. King Ruth, I got a question for you. We're having everybody come on this. What relative are you not looking forward to seeing for the holidays?
What relative am I not looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, you know how you got that. Maybe that auntie or uncle or cousin that just get on your nerves and don't want to see them. They always got something to say to this.
You know that, honestly, I really don't have that. I don't really have nobody that I could say I ain't really looking forward to seeing them. Because all of the stuff that people done did me wrong, I forget about it. Because if I don't, then forever I would go against them. And that's a lot of weight to drag around all your life. And at some point, it's going to get to the point where you can't move. You can't move forward. You can't move backwards. You can't move side to side because all of that crap is weighing you down. And people break and snap at those points a lot of times and go off on a few things. So I don't particularly carry those type of, what they call them, grudges and things like that. I mean, I have people I get along with well. I have people that I felt like my relationships with them could have been better. I tried to at some point. And at some times, you just got to throw your hands up and say, hey, man, whatever kind of relationship we have, we have. At least I see them alive, they see me alive, we talk, we share whatever we share, and that's the part I'm going to stick with. The good stuff is what I'm going to walk off. The rest of the stuff, man, is fruitless because you can't go back and do anything that happened yesterday. You can't fix that. You can't even fix the stuff that's going to happen tomorrow because you might not be here tomorrow. You feel me?
Yeah.
So the only thing you could do is live in today. And today, I'm straight. If I see people who have done me wrong, man, and let me tell y'all, I know people, man, that robbed me, literally, okay, lied to me, deceived me, even with paperwork and contracts and stuff. And even those people, I don't have a choice but to make that decision for myself. Do I want to risk everything that I've worked for all my life to make me feel a little better about revenge on these people? Or would I rather let it ride, cut them off, and consider that they're going away present, keep it moving, and continue to blow up and continue to get bigger and then continue to watch them hate on me because God moving me bigger than them, and they don't like that. You see?
Okay.
You can always, man, God always take that thing. He said, humble yourself before me, and I will make your enemies your footstool. And
praise
I watch
it, brother.
You
praise
my
it.
Footstool. I watch God do that thing for me. So, you know, I appreciate the fact that a lot of people want to give, and I applaud giving. Now, watch this. This is another thing nobody said.
What's that?
True enough, Chris, man, you make absolute perfect sense, bro, when you look at it logically from a financial point of view. But let's throw some spirit stuff in there, okay? You can't never outgive God. Man, let me tell you, I done went and spent $500 on a keyboard I ain't even need. That was number three or something. And somebody else came in my house and said, man, give me this keyboard. You don't need it. He said, man, that's why God gave you this keyboard. Not because you wanted it, but because he knew you was going to give it to me. And I had a problem with that because I only had the keyboard 2 weeks. And this dude is up there asking me for it. But you know what?
Hey,
on real,
that
y'all,
your keyboard,
right.
That wasn't your keyboard to get with. That wasn't your keyboard
he
to purchase.
He was right,
was
dude.
Was 50 to give away.
Yeah.
Okay. He was right, y'all. And so I gave the man the keyboard. Watch this. And you know what he told me when he walked out my house?
What's that?
He said, always remember, homeboy, you can never outgive God.
And no sooner than saying that, I had so much stuff, man, I had to have a giveaway sale just to get rid of some of the stuff so I could walk. I got stuff right now I'm looking at. I wish I could take a picture and put it on y'all blog, and y'all would think I was a hoarder. But I know where everything is at. It's just I don't have enough room for everything. So I give stuff away, and as soon as I give it away, 10 more come. I went
exactly,
on a trip,
brother.
Man. Watch this.
Exactly.
Let me show y'all how beautiful the God is.
Hold on one second. Miss Chris, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
What I was just saying was exactly that. That's what you're saying just ties back into what I said earlier, because you start with that. You start that giving. You know, some people don't believe, like I said earlier in the show, some people don't believe in giving their money to a church. Well, that's your thought process. But what I can tell you is that you look at the rich and the famous, and I talked about this in the last show. You look at the rich and the famous, you know, a majority of them don't believe in God or believe in whatever, but some believe in a higher source, some believe in a creator, or some just say, screw that, I'm not. But yet and still, they're giving to all these different charities, and heck, they don't like the charities that are their place.
But
what they understand is they understand the principle of giving.
Right.
Because that's how they get everything. That's how they get everything that they have is part of that process, so they understand that.
So let me ask a question.
You know what,
I was going to say,
go ahead,
Chris, I was going to ask you, when King Woozy gives away, I guess, or extends himself through giving away some of his property, would that be a charity write-off on his taxes?
Well, everybody gets only a certain amount that they can count as a charitable contribution, but you cap out. So
gotcha.
So at any rate, I mean, after he gets so much, he can't now. If he created a nonprofit organization or something like that, calling King Ruth gifts to men or something, then that's a different story. He might be able to have some other options there, but that's a totally different topic. Totally different
gotcha.
Thing. He may have to research on
gotcha.
His own, but you know there may be some. There will be some. He will get. He can get some from that, depending on what charities he gives to. But there's only a cap.
Now I have a question for King Ruzzi. Since you got the stuff you need to give away, it's the week of Thanksgiving. Here on Love, Life, and Loyalty, would you like to give something away to somebody? Here on the show.
Man, I give away something, man, for Thanksgiving. See, now I got to think, because I got so much stuff, dude. I got to figure out what I'm going to give it and then how I'm going to get it to them. You know what I'm saying?
You know
I would
what?
Rather give somebody
Brother,
something
know,
that they need rather than just pick something and say, here you go, you know? Tell y'all what. My Twitter is King Ruzzi. Send me some tweets about this thing with the Thanksgiving thing and let me work it out, and I'll find something to give away. I got so much stuff. I don't mind giving nothing away. I got a lot
That's
of
crazy.
Nice stuff that I don't even use. Matter of fact, I tell you what, this is what I'm going to do right now. Something just came to my head. I'm going to give away a brand new Behringer motorized mixer. It's a controlling mixer. Brand new, USB, only been used once. How's that? It's worth probably like $250 or something.
Who used it?
Huh?
Who used the blender? Did you use it?
It's not being used. I got it. It's in my closet.
You said it's not being used. I thought you said it was used.
No, it's not being used.
Uh-huh. Okay. You know what? I tell you what. We're gonna set something up. We're definitely gonna talk after the show. I'm gonna put that out there. You know, if someone does need a blender, you know, at that time of the year where, you know, any little thing will do. You know what I mean? It's a thought that counts. You know, and that's so sweet of you. You really didn't have to extend yourself. But I appreciate that. I do.
Well, you know what? I keep it real, man. It's the truth. That's why, you know, you got to walk. You got to be who you are. So many people are fake nowadays, y'all. Okay? They're out here. They act like they're doing this. They want everybody to think they're doing that. And they all look for it for pride. It's all vanity. And when you look at what's really going on with them, they don't even have a dollar for a cigarette. But they're begging you for 20. And that's the truth.
You know what I'm saying? I really don't care.
$400 pair of shoes, $200 pair of pants, a $60 shirt, a $30 hat, and a $300 watch, and he only has $10 to buy his name. Come on, man. That's how people are, man. Everything is all show and no go in this world nowadays. Y'all know
you
it's
know,
no support.
It's funny you bring that up because...
Guys.
Huh?
You got so many people out there who do good around these time of days, and none of their good work is ever brought out or publicized. Like, no, Warrick Dunn normally gives a house to a single parent. You got a lot of music artists and celebrities that do things for people and giveaways, but they're not publicized, like, when they do something in the negative light, and it's everywhere. You know, they won't tell right. you that such and such is giving turkeys away, and such and such got a 18-wheeler full of toys that they're giving away. And I think that needs to be more media covering those type of things to let them know that these athletes are out here doing good. These rappers are out here doing good. These actors and actresses are out here doing some good and giving back to the people. Because a lot
community.
Of people have a stereotype that they're just taking their money and being selfish with.
That's true. That's true.
And too, bro, a lot of them are selfish, but a lot of them do give, bro. You're right, man. There's a lot of stuff that's not publicized. You know, if I give somebody something, man, I don't get on the radio and tell them I'm going to give it to them. They know I'm like, right, bro, you need it, bro, take it. It ain't like I ain't going to get another one because I told you, hey, I'll give God, man. You know?
I got you. Listen.
One thing, I got five more.
Got you. You know, hold that thought for a second. We have a young lady named Shantae. Shantae, hi, this is Deanne and my co-host
Mr.
Mario. How are you, Shantae? How are you?
Absolutely wonderful.
That's good. Mr. Chris,
I agree with everything.
Thank you.
Hello,
Ms. Shantae, go ahead. Ms. Shantae, go ahead, baby.
Yes, I agree with everything that Mr. Mario and you all were saying. I believe that it's the way that the government have the system set up, you know, for failure for our communities as far as having people thinking, oh, I have to go out there and get these Jordans and this shirt or these Gucci shades or whatever. And I admit, I used to be one of those people.
Oh, okay. You were saying,
Yes. Oh, I think so. I had to wake up, you know. And so many people are still, you know, they're blind to the fact to where they really don't understand what's going on. And once they realize, you know, it's not that serious. As long as I have my necessities, all of that other stuff is irrelevant.
Exactly.
The love of money is the root of all evil. You know, people are doing all type of things to go out there and get it. I mean, this is like peak season right now. It's going to be so many, you know, just a lot of crimes and stuff going up. And just, we have to stay prayed up. We have to stay prayed up. And put on the whole armor of God every day.
So you would say, would you say that, you know, this is the first holiday you really, you're going to just enjoy the holiday for what it is? Family, friends, care.
Yes.
And does it take the pressure off you for not having, I mean, you know, now that your mindset has changed, so I know Chris was talking about, we're talking about mindset, how you got to start thinking about money. I'm not quite sure how old, you sound very mature, and that's a good thing. You know, because I was telling people earlier in the show, you know, the older I got, the more that I saw how,
you know,
I didn't take the holidays for what they were anymore. I look at it for the time we spend together. It's not about money. And I'm glad that I have Chris here tonight because I want to try to bridge together the idea that money should not be part of the holiday season in the sense that you have to, like Chris said, you have to get this stuff. It's more or less about, you know, go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
All of these days are more like pecking days. These are man-made days. These are the days that they have set up, you know, where they want you to come out and spend. I mean, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas, Valentine's Day. I mean, they make up these days so that we can go out there and spend our money. And they're not putting the emphasis, okay, on God or Jesus. Or whoever, you know what I'm saying, whatever your beliefs are, you know what I mean? But the thing is this, spend time with your family, cherish each moment, take plenty of pictures, because I am a photographer, take plenty of pictures and videos, you know, because tomorrow isn't promised to none of us.
That's true.
And I just think, yeah, Thanksgiving, you know, we all to kind of just say what we're thankful for. And I'm thankful to have this opportunity to be on the radio with my co-host Deanne Lane and my family, and just safe travels, and just for God blessing me to be in the position that I'm in.
That's a good thing. And me too as well. I'm thankful. You know, I'm here in Philly tonight. My sister, Zini, she just finalized her her surgery. She's a breast cancer survivor. And I'm here in Philly with her this evening. She just came out of surgery about 2.5 hours ago before the show. And she's absolutely 100% done. She's a survivor this Thanksgiving. We're happy to have her 100% healthy. And though she's still in the hospital after surgery today, I'm just happy to have my older sister with me, and just happy that, you know, I can just breathe today, and I'm here to hold her hand through this, you know. Chris, what are you thankful for?
Well, hey, look, I'm thankful for life. I mean, you know, I'm thankful that I have the opportunity every day to live the abundant life that Jesus spoke about. I have a wife that loves me. I have a daughter that loves me. When I come home, she's ready to see me with my wife, you know. And, you know, I have everything. My dreams have come true from a standpoint of things I wanted to do when I was in high school. It's all is coming true. So for me, it's just a joy to be able to do what I'm doing. I mean, I'm loving every minute of it.
That's beautiful. King Rosie, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful that I'm thankful for everything that the Lord blessed me with. I mean, he gave me so many blessings that it would be impossible to name them all. You know, friends, family, life, all of the gifts, the miracles, you know, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding that he allowed me to have, even as little as it is, I appreciate it all. You know, I'm thankful every day that he made me the way I am and put me on the path that I am so I could ride my lane and take over.
Hot dog. And Miss Shantae, what are you thankful for? Miss Shantae, are you still there?
Yes. Oh, yes. I am. I am thankful for God, who is the head of my life.
Gotcha.
Health, strength,
gotcha.
Children, my kids, my mother, friends, family. For you all.
Oh, that's well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I definitely we're going to go ahead and end the session with you guys. Listen, I want you guys to have a great Thanksgiving. I mean, really, put your feet up. You deserve it. And, again, you know, Chris Dowse, listen, you will be back in a couple of weeks, believe it or not. We spoke earlier about this because Christmas is right around the corner. And we got to start planning for the new year, because we got to talk to the people who went out on Black Friday. And we want to make sure they have some money, try to recoup some of that money they spent, because some of them are going to need some therapy, some serious therapy between Black Friday and
Someone gonna need therapy on Saturday.
I know. And Chris, where can we find you in case they need some therapy? Give us the information.
Well, first of all, you can always get me on my website, which is www.chrisdowse.com. And from that website, you can get my LinkedIn, my Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff as well, and my contact information. So send me a message, and we'll go from there.
And listen, can you give everybody a little bit of what's the one thing you could say to them right now before, you know, as soon as the dishes go up and we know stores are opening up at 6 and 8 o'clock that evening, what's the one piece of advice you can give our Black Friday victims?
<I'm sorry. laughs> Wow, you're victim. Well, I came up with a little six point checklist to think about. Number one, did you rob God before you went out there? Number two, do you have everything taken care of on your home front, rent, mortgage, et cetera? Three, have you started a savings regimen? Four, do you have life insurance put in place? Five, do you take care of your home, renter's insurance, homeowner's insurance? And number six, instead of buying that PSP, have you set up a college savings plan for your kids?
Mm-hmm. Oh, listen, you got people scratching their head right now.
No, I just stepped on a few toes, but it's all good. Move your feet.
It's all good. You,
I told you, I used to be one of those people.
And girl, let me ask you a question.
What?
How do you? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask Shante, do she have it? Since she was one of the black people out Black Friday, what advice do you have for
her? As far as that, it's like when people have money, because you know I'm from the South, when some people have money, they feel like I have it, I want it, and you're black, and I'm going to get it. So even if you're in line and you have waited, it's not what you know that's in that store. It's who you know.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
That is
all right.
True.
Well, listen, guys, listen. Please let you guys tune in next Monday with us. And like I said, we'll be back next Monday. And but before we even talk about next Monday, like again, I want you guys to enjoy your Thanksgiving. King Roozy, thank you for calling. Listen, King Roozy, I want to find out where you are so we can get that blender. I want that blender.
No, it's not a blender. It's a mixer. A mixer. A recording mixer. For studio.
See, I'm being domesticated. When you say mix, I'm thinking we're going to mix some drinks. We're going to mix some this.
There you go.
You know
it's actually, if you really want to be technical, it's a controller. It's made by Behringer. I don't remember what the number is, the model number, but it's motorized. So, like, it controls all kind of software on your computer for recording. And then as you change the software on the computer, it moves the levers automatically down. You know what I'm saying? It's motorized. It's automated.
Hold that thought. Like I said, we're going to get all the information. We're going to upload it to the website, get it out there for everybody to know. And you know what, King Roozy? For that, you get an extra check. Because you're going to heaven. Because you're a giver. And I love somebody giving from their heart. And you just came out of left field with that. And thank you. So listen. We're going to go ahead in the second. Say that again, Mr. Mario.
I said you're going to start somebody Thanksgiving off right.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. There's just somebody out there aspiring to be a musician. That's a wonderful gift to give. It really is.
That one break somebody needs.
Yeah, a break. That's all it takes. One person who cares about another. And King Roozy, you're the bomb. Love you. Please be a friend to myself.
Sure. Have all your people. You got it, man. Follow me on Twitter at King Roozy. KingRoozie. That's the same as my Facebook. The website is KingRoozy.com. I also own WarrantyBoyGroup.com. And we're going to turn it up, man. I'm going to stay with y'all as long as y'all want me here. And we just going to keep it moving, man, as long as y'all allow it.
Well, I'm going to hit you up on Twitter and give you a big shout-out. I really am. I appreciate you. All right? So listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial. And, Chris, we'll see you back in about, 2 weeks? Not even.
All right, y'all.
Get some therapy.
Y'all be easy. Chris. Y'all be easy. Have a good night. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, fine.
All right,
later.
Okay, Mr. King, y'all good night. We'll talk to y'all in next week, in 2 weeks, hopefully. And we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Deanne Lane, the host of Love, Life, and Loyalty. My co-host and I, Mr. Mario, we would love to hear from you. We know you're listening. Okay, check this out. There's a number, 646-200-3838. Press 1. If you want to be heard, call in, chime in, check in. We want to hear what you have to say. You guys keep us going. And without your input, you know what? There is no love, life, and loyalty.
give it to you, give it to you. And I will always be true to you. And I will love. Oh, listen.
You're in a groove tonight.
Yeah, I'm in a groove tonight. I love that song. I'll just make love. But I can't sing. Let me stop. Listen. Say that again.
Some of your 80 days coming up.
I know, right? Y'all. Listen, I'm just feeling good tonight. You know, everything went well with my sister, so I'm feeling good. Shanta, you still there?
I am.
Girl, you're going to close the show out with us tonight, okay? Listen, you're right on time. I'm glad that you're a reformer because I want you to hear this. I think you feel what I feel, and Mr. Mario, too. We did some more research. You're going to close the show out so people know some of the dirty blowdown lowdown about Black Friday, okay? So listen.
Okay.
We have Shanta on the line. She's one of our callers who called in. We're just going to let her have fun and take the show on out with us. But being that you're a reform shopper, you probably know all this stuff, and I'm glad that you're on the line, you know, to give a little feedback. I want to give people a little understanding about what's going on with Black Friday now. It's supposed to be Black Friday, not Black Thursday, because most stores are now opening. Like Walmart's supposed to open up at 6 o'clock right after Thanksgiving dinner. For some people, they're not going to get Thanksgiving dinner. 6 p.m. on Thursday, and all the major chains we're going to talk about in just a moment, they're going to open up from 8 until the next morning pretty much. And it's only popping for the Christmas season. And so I want to give you guys some stores that are not going to open up because Shanta and Mr. Mario, they respect Thanksgiving. I'm going to give you a list of who is not opening up. Number one, made the top of the list because they had a policy, family first. And I love Nordstrom's is not opening up on Thanksgiving Day. Dillard's, Home Depot, Costco, BJ's, TJ Maxx, Marshall's, and all Ross stores will not be open on Thanksgiving Day. They believe in family spending Thanksgiving together. And they actually brag about this stuff, and I love them for that.
So
if you guys didn't know, say that again.
I thought people still had a day off to deal with their family.
Same here. Shanta, you agree?
I agree.
Okay.
Totally.
So now listen. Yeah, because you know, you were saying earlier about, you know, you being a reform shopper, and I love the fact you brought in, you know, family, God. It's so important. That's the one day you violate Thanksgiving, you violate everything else.
Yes.
That's how I feel. You know, I just go crazy. So now listen. Here are a few websites to pay attention to if you guys want to really get on the Black Friday ins and outs. One is timeanddate.com. They give you all the ins and outs on the Black Friday in the United States, statistics, numbers, you know, percentages and stuff like that. There's another one called Heavy, H-E-A-V-Y, Heavy.com. It's a Black Friday, fight, trampling, stampede, 10 unbelievable videos. You need to see them because some people have actually died because of Black Friday deals. That are not really deals, as you're going to later find out about just a moment or so. Then you have the BlackFriday.com. That's right, people. They actually have a BlackFriday.com. That's how deep it is. Because they're trying to get in your pocket.
And also, if you wait till after Christmas, the stuff that you're fighting over is going to be on sale after Christmas as well, so I mean that's when the sales are. And learn how to shop. You buy your winter stuff in the summertime.
Girl, let me tell you something. Did I do tomorrow?
That's like for shop out of season.
Yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, I'm glad we're talking about that because right now, I'm gonna give you guys a breakdown of three items not to buy on Thanksgiving according to DealNews.com. Go to DealNews.com. They gave a list of three top things you should not buy on Black Friday. One, toys. Two, electronics. And three, jewelry. Now I'm gonna tell you why. Now, just like Shanta said, know how to shop. Mr. Mario, you agree?
I totally agree.
Yeah, because you know what? I was doing my homework on this as well as you. Toys. Why you should not buy toys on Black Friday? One, Despicable Me, Talking Figures. That movie, I love that movie. If you've never seen it, it's a great car. I love it. It's a great animation. Love it. bracelet looms. I don't know what that is. I guess they make bracelets for kids. And Big Hugs Elmo will be cheaper closer to Christmas. Do not buy them on Black Friday.
No, they got to get... They just came in for Black Friday, so they'll probably mark them down as they get closer.
Right, right. Because they were talking about how they have already stocked up the inventory so much that, you know, there's no reason for you to run out on Thursday after dinner, stay home. You know, wait 2 weeks, go buy it. Just go buy it, okay? Now, electronics. People say, well, why shouldn't I buy electronics on Black Friday? Well, for most people who don't know this, most of the TVs, HDTVs that you buy on Black Friday, they're absolute no-nos, unless you just want a simple TV for the den and you don't care if the dog jumps up or the kids break it, because most of these models are low-end and they're outdated.
Yeah.
So you're getting...
It's actually better to wait till around the Super Bowl. If you can catch the TV around the Super Bowl, that's when you get the good brand TVs for...
Right, a better price. People don't, you know, but then doing your research, I didn't know that. I feel like, ooh, you know, what, get online for $249, a 50-inch screen, flat screen. It's not worth it because next, the first of the year, they're going to come out with something new with DSL, broadband, you know, and TV probably can't hook up to it.
And also, I will add, if you shop in the store, I bought a 52-inch, it's like a stand for my TV, right?
Okay.
Out the store, it's $139. But if you go to Walmart.com, it's for like $50.
Right.
The only thing it is the packaging.
Right.
Like,
there you go.
Okay.
The pack.
Yeah.
So would you have to pay the shipping and handling on that?
No, just like the store.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's right. Because if you ship it to the store, it's free, right?
Right.
Okay.
And the package
okay.
is different. The only difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know. You want to know why you shouldn't buy game consoles, right? People are saying to me, why shouldn't I buy that game console? Because guess what? Xbox, PlayStation 1, like we just said, they just came out, what, Mr. Morrow, just came out when? Yesterday?
PS4 came out, I think, 2 weeks ago. And the Xbox One comes out, I think, later this week.
Well, that's why they're going to get you on a price. Because, as you guys already know, if you go for a later model, a lot of them are bundling the older models. You can get an extra game, a little hand controller, the headphones for the kids. And most of them... Now, with the older models, they're bundling games in there. You know, you say to yourself, you know, do I have to have the newer one? Like you said earlier, Mr. Mario, what's the difference between what, iPad 1? Was it the iPad 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah. There's no real difference to the average person.
Right. Unless it's a kid who's crazy.
But they're
going
to want it just because it's the 2 or the 3.
Yeah.
And then they also have a game, the NBA Live 14. So they're going to constantly.
Out?
I want to say Friday, if it's not already
the,
out.
The 2K14 is already out.
It hasn't set the price drop at all?
It's NBA Live.
Is it cheaper? Mr. Mario?
No, they won't drop the price right now. It'll probably be out the new year. They'll drop the price on the NBA 2K. I have the Christmas.
Wow.
No, it's the NBA Live 14.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So,
is that deep? Wow. I'm telling you, I tell my son, do not look at that TV. You're not getting anything that comes up in a commercial. It's not happening. It's not going to happen. I'm also two tablets. Listen up. If you're going to buy a tablet, just a little information for people. Apple's not giving anybody a discount, okay? Unless you know, it's not going to happen. Don't even go looking for one because it doesn't exist unless it's an older model. Don't do it. But guess who does have a sale on tablets? And I was doing my research. Mr. Barr, you want to say something?
Oh, no.
Okay, I was saying that on the tablets are Microsoft Surface tablets and the Google Nexus tablets are going to actually be on sale.
those are the ones, they're Androids. They're not going to be, you know, Apple, but they're Androids. And, you know, I kind of like the Androids. Okay?
I want to say this about the Google Nexus. I was looking for my son, who, happy birthday to him, he turned 5 on Friday.
Right.
The Kindle HDX or the Google Nexus. And the guy was telling me how the Google Nexus kind of updates and get the latest updates before all the other devices that run on the Android. So you might want to actually look into how the updates and everything come to the tablet to see which one would be more suitable for you.
Got you. I'm glad you spoke to somebody and give a little extra tidbit because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And gentlemen, and listen, ladies and gentlemen out here, this is the one thing you do not buy on Black Friday or even near Christmas, jewelry. Gentlemen, do not get engaged until after. After Christmas, okay? It's going to be cheaper. Don't be a dummy on one and go get a ring. Oh, I'm in love. I got to say it at the Thanksgiving dinner table. No. Listen, let her behind wait. Save you some money because you need to buy a house, pay the rent. Don't buy jewelry. And ladies, you don't need those earrings until after Christmas because when you get the best deal on jewelry will be between Christmas and after Valentine's Day. Those are the best deals on jewelry all year. And I didn't know this. And this came from, you know, I'm just doing my research. But another little tidbit, bedding, stuff for your bed and linen should not be bought until January. Don't buy it by a comforter. Uh-huh.
And all the New Year's resolution people, exercise equipment is discounted the next day after, the day after New Year's.
There you go. Don't buy anything. Hold your money. See, it's a ploy, right? Shante, am I right? It's a ploy to get your money, right, girl?
That's right.
So that's just a little, I wanted to give you guys a little tidbit for that. And also, too, for those who are trying to price match, know each store's policy. Some people will honor the policy, some will not. That's another little bit, you know, food for thought if you're taking this whole thing seriously. So listen.
And a lot of stores do price adjustment where if you buy something, if they change the price within like 7 days, you can take it back and get the difference. So you might want to check out that as well.
All right.
And
so
also, while you're out shopping, you're going to be out eating, eat half the portion. You don't need to overeat. When you go to McDonald's or Burger King, they always ask you, would you like to upsize? No, I would not like to upsize. I didn't ask you for an upgrade. I don't want to upgrade. They're going to ask you that. That's their job. They're in sales.
That's right. You got that right. Everything, honey. Like I said, I'm spending $50 on McDonald's $5 cards and $25 at McDonald's on gift cards and $25 at Dunkin' Donuts. And whoever comes first, first time, first kid. I'm done. No more shopping for me. I'm done. Well, Ms. Shante, I'm glad you got to end the show with us. I want to hear from you again. And
thank you.
Yes, and I appreciate you coming and talking about your reform shopping. Girl, you know what? When Chris comes back, I want you to keep posted to our shows. I want you to come back and actually give, because being a reform shopper, you can add that insight. Because even though Chris is talking about the financial end, I want you to bridge in the reality because you have to get disciplined. Whereas Chris, I guess he's that's how he's wired, which is a good thing. And I want you to sort of help Chris get others to understand that money can be a useful thing. Now, it doesn't have to be evil. It can be used for the positive things in life. And, you know, I guess once you treat money like your friend or, you know, respect it, it'll give you the respect in return. I want you to at least come back and visit us and have that conversation, open discussion with everybody. And
yes,
I appreciate you.
I would love to because I never really understood the meaning of, you know, save for a rainy day, you know, up until recently. And I was like, okay, now I get it. You know, you can spend once you get, you know, fast money coming in, it's easy to go out because you don't appreciate it. You didn't work that hard for it, you know.
That's true. That's true. Well, listen, I want to say to you, to everybody again, anybody give a shout-out to anybody a happy Thanksgiving to? Mario?
Happy Thanksgiving to my family, my girlfriend, my son, and all our listeners out there, be safe. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And just enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your week.
Ms. Shantae, anything special you want to say to anybody? A shout-out to anybody special you love?
Thinking about? Happy Thanksgiving to all of us who I am because we are.
All right. Very nice. And I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. And from the bottom of my heart, I want everybody to be safe. Enjoy your family because we only have this one life to live. Let's do it right. And before we go to the last song, I thought it would be appropriate to play an old school jam by the Brothers Johnson. The Brothers Johnson, I'll Be Good to You, because I want you all to be good to each other. And once again, Mr. Mario, you my man. You know that. You my on-air husband. On-air, dip down brother.
And I'm so thankful for you, too.
Oh, thank you. I'm thankful for you, too, Booby. Aw.
So you have to keep up to your work life sometime.
Oh, you should. You're so silly. Listen, good night, everybody. Here on Love, Life, and Loyalty. Enjoy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
This is Dean Lane giving credit to Max Media Studios, who designed my website, deanlane.com. They are a video marketing, web design, and branding agency that specializes in generating leads and online sales for authors as well as small business owners. Their services include web design, video editing, online marketing, and graphic design. To learn more about how they can help you like they helped me turn my vision into sales, visit their website at www.maxmediastudios.com/radio or call them at 1-704-699-3524. This is Deanne Lane, giving credit when credit is due.
How you feel?
don't know.